want video games. I want violence on TV. I don't want to take it off because you had kids. All you people with your children make me effing sick.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
We're psychotic.
Check it out, the Opie and Anthony Show. A couple instant feedbacks, Jay from Edison. Hey, Ann, I see your boy Timmy Gaywad.
Gaywad.
Won himself a pretty little medal. Tell us.
Pretty little medal.
Did you spill your Zima as you frolicked about in your tutu?
Stop it.
Well, you must be excited that the Canadians finally got their gold.
Well,
I do believe you started that campaign for everybody.
I actually did. I was one of the first to say that they should have gotten the gold. A lot of controversy. The French figure skating judge has been suspended for buckling under again, just like the French. It turns out that all the judges went to this hotel room, and the French judge was muscled by the Russian judges to vote for the Russian.
Muscled.
Muscled. They and the French judge, okay, but, yeah, well, let's say they're all women. They're all, even the men are women. There's no such thing. It's redundant. French woman. Redundant. So they got her in the hotel room, and,
yes, I will give you the vote for the paired figure skating.
And then, in return, the French were supposed to win the ice dancing, which starts up... when is that, Rick? Do you know when the ice dancing starts?
Tomorrow,
the ice dancing.
Oh, you're going to have a busy weekend, Anthony.
But now the whole controversy is the French were favored for the ice dancing to win. But now it's going to look like, hey, if the French win, now it's just a reciprocation on part of the Russian judges, and we're still screwed. Ugh. So I can't wait for the ice dancing. So the men's single figure skating last night, the second half, or the long program, Opie.
Yeah, you explained the short program, night. And now it's the long program.
And, of course, Timothy Gable for the United States was sitting in third and on a big man junk for after the short program. And then going into the long program, very exciting last night. And he pulled out a bronze medal.
From where?
From where, Rick says.
He pulled out a bronze.
So he got the bronze.
Well, the Russians won that. The Russian guy. I don't remember his name. I don't know.
With the cute blonde hair?
No, he came in second.
I
he
did
got
see
the
that
silver.
Guy skate.
The guy with the blonde mullet.
Yeah.
And the Russian that won is actually, he lives in Connecticut. He's becoming a U.S. citizen. So it's, how, isn't that fascinating, Norton?
Yeah.
But Timothy Gable, boy, when he finished his routine and went back and held his little teddy bear waiting for his score.
Right. Sean has a great observation that I think a lot of us saw last night.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Hey, guys. First time in Olympic history that a male figure skater had a wife and kids.
Yeah, this was...
Unbelievable.
What is that guy's name? Wife?
But how shocked were you to find out that one of the male figure skaters has a family, a wife?
I was shocked.
See you later, honey. I'm going to the rink. Gonna go figure skate with the guys.
Gonna go figure skate.
Because you know what it is?
Bring my cooler of beer.
He comes out on the ice, and they say, yeah, it's his last Olympics. He's only 25, but he's not going to skate anymore. He's going back. He lives in Fairfax, Virginia. I hear he listens to WJFK. In Washington. How about that one? And he says he's not going to be in the Olympics anymore because he wants to spend more time with his children and his wife. And I'm like, stop it. What? What?
Actually, he's not going to skate anymore because he finally figured it out. It's a gay sport.
After looking around for years, he goes, Jesus Christ, what the hell am I in?
Hey, being married doesn't mean anything, man. You ever see Dog Day Afternoon? Pacino was married to
Why do you do this?
You're not dying. You're killing everyone around you.
You're killing everyone around you.
You guys suck.
Oh, you got to stop this. It's craziness.
Algeria, they run around with a bunch of things on their head. They're crazy people.
Crazy people.
You thought Wisconsin was a country?
Michael Weiss from Fairfax, Virginia. So he comes out on the ice, and they show his wife. She's like a blonde, big blonde bombshell type. And his father. And he skates out, and he looks like just some Italian guy. He's, like, got the slicked back hair, and he goes into the routine, and I'm like, I even said to my girlfriend, I go, how does a heterosexual guy emote with his body like that? Like, he's dancing on the ice. He does the arm thing. You expect it from the gay guys that are figure skating. You know, they're very artistic, and their arms are going, and they're doing all those hand things, like, look, I'm grabbing at the sun, you know, and things like that, but... It's like, yeah, I expect the guy to go, honey, I thought I signed up for hockey. Yeah. I put the skates on, and I don't know what happened. But then he starts his routine, and he's just as gay on the ice as the gay guys. And then he gets done, and he walks off the ice, and that's it. Yeah, pops a beer, I guess.
Was he holding a teddy bear or something?
He wasn't holding the teddy bear, no. The gay guys got little, I guess it's their good luck charms when they finish their skating and they're sitting on the chair waiting for the marks to come in. They hold little things like a teddy bear. One guy had the eye from Monsters, Inc. You know, that character? He was holding that very tightly.
Those are just the first gifts they got in the hospital after being beaten by skinheads.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But he's just like an Italian guy out there. I'm trying hard. I like the figure skating. It's a new direction for me. It's dice on ice. I was a little disappointed with my performance. I pulled off the quad, and then I go into the triple salchow. I can only pull off a double, but I hit the toe loop. I hit it. So I'm scared. Hey, guys, what do you think of my... I went with the gold lame.
I see that dice.
I was going to go with the silver, but it was a little tacky.
We're watching your performance right now. It looks good. You're skating backwards right here.
I'm very proud of this move.
Yeah.
See, it comes up. I do the spin thing.
Hey!
And now look, I jumped over there, but look where I land. I'm over here now. I jump over there. I land over here now. But there I am. Now I'm twirling. I'm very dainty on the ice. Most people say I'm a big guy. I'm dainty on the ice. It brings out my feminine side.
Look at you reaching for the sun right here.
And now I'm reaching,
nice,
reaching.
Nice.
And here I go.
Yeah.
Now I go down into the low leg grab spin. And look at my hair. My hair's flying like when... I call this the dice camel.
Uh-oh.
It was the hammer camel, but now it's mine.
Look at you flying around the ice now.
Now look, I got some speed up.
I go
all the way from over there to over here now. Now I'm in front of the judges. There's one quad, a triple, and a triple. Oh! Oh! I pulled that off. Oh! So I'm skating, right?
Yeah.
And this fag wants to put his tongue up my... Oh! Now I'm going, look at me backwards. Look, I'm skating backwards. Look at my hair. And the costume's good. I wear a lame leather jacket with dice bedazzled on the back. Oh!
Well, it's a little weird with the sweatpants, though, Dice.
Yeah, well, the sweatpants help. It helps with the atrodynamics.
Oh, you're slowing it down now.
Now I slow it down. Here's where I get dramatic. Okay, very... Now I'm going for another jump. I hit that one. Oh, the quad. And now a toe loop. And now I grab my foot and spin on the ice. Look at it. Look at my hair. I'm handsome out there. What, do they score for handsome? Oh, they should. Now I do something no one else does.
What's that?
I bring midgets out on the ice with me. Watch me jump the midget. Oh! Look at that. Now I look, I put my leg on top of the midget, and he's skating like he's my leg. I bend it to the... Oh, here we go. Now I go into an Italian thing. It's the tarantula song. Look, I'm skipping on the ice. You can barely tell I'm wearing skates.
You're running on your toes, I see.
Yeah, the other skate. skaters in the back. They go, oh, Dice, why do you have to be so good at skating? I go, take the C out of your A, faggot. Ow! Now I'm passing by the judges. A toe loop, a spin. Give me a perfect score. Bump the gold medal spine. Oh, here we go.
Oh, bravo. Nice finish.
Thank you. See how I threw my hands up in the air?
Very nice.
That's dainty. Now, wait, I got to wait for my scores.
You went down on one knee there. Very nice.
All right. Okay. Look, I, instead of the stuffed animal, what am I holding? A midget. It's in my lap, a midget. I wait for my scores.
Uh-huh.
6-0, 6-0. Dice wins. Oh! Nice. No controversy there. The French judge screws me. I'm going to plow. Hey, French judge, suck my banana juice. It's Dice on Ice.
I like the Dice on Ice. Very good.
Oh, I'm having trouble with the quad. Hey, Club Soda Kenny, collect my roses, okay? Hey, Happy Face, get my roses. The people love me. Out on the ice. Hey, Timothy Gay Boy, what's with the hair? What's with the moosey curly hair? He don't skate like me. I'm the best. And I'm handsome.
See the guy that looks like the lead singer of Def Leppard?
No, that's the blonde guy. Hey, Blondie. You know one thing? He skates backwards. The hair looks beautiful. It's beautiful. Oh, I skate unbelievable. I get the gold medal. Mbop! Look at my ass in this outfit. It's gorgeous. I like the tight ass on it. I leave the legs loose so I could do my jumps. And the choreography's gorgeous. I learned that at Pips when I used to play there in Brooklyn.
Dice, someone wants to know if you're going to consider pair skating.
What, with like a chick?
Yeah, or maybe a little of that ice dance.
What, do I lay it down and put my yam bag in her face? Oh, score me, I win. Bop. And now the finishing move, mule juice on the face. Pinch the helmet, sow cow win. Oh. Get me another broad. This one's full of goo. She can't skate with goo in her eyes. I banana juiced her eyes shut. She's skating into the walls. She looks like a retard. Oh, people ask, hey, Dice, what are you going to do after the Olympics? I'm going to go pro.
You're going pro?
I'm skating around for money.
Yeah.
I got something, like I'm working on a thing.
Yeah.
You know the thing? You're going to help me with the thing?
Are you talking about Dice-capades?
The Dice-capades. Like, look at me. I'm skating with Snoopy. It's crazy. Here comes Charlie Brown. Look, I'm in the cast of Beauty and the Beast. Hey, Beauty, dump the beast. I'll dump a load of goo on you. Dice-capades, now it's mine.
Matt has a question for you, Dice on Ice. Matt, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey.
I want to know if Dice is going to be the first person in international competition to pull off the quadruple plow cow.
Nah. You're not stealing that from me. People do the sow cow. No, I do the plow cow. I bring a fat, disgusting pig on the ice, and I plow her on her back. The judges love that kind of thing. I'm just plowing a smack in a fat cans as I gently go down the ice. People go, Dice, how are you so dainty while you're banging this fat slob? Oh!
You got some other moves there, Dice, or what?
Nah, I like the quad. That's good. Yeah. And the toe loop.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a new one.
What's that?
It's called the triple boogaloo. I jump. It's like a quad. But as I jump, I go, boogaloogaloo, boogaloogaloo, boogaloogaloo. I'm over here now. And when I land, I'm over here now. I started over there. I land boogaloogaloo. I'm over here now. Oh, Kenny, get my flowers. Why is this full of so many faggots? Everywhere I turn, another fag. So catch Dice on Ice in the Dice-capades.
And then my big finish after the boogaloogaloo.
Yeah.
It's the look what I did to you again. Ow! Pinched a mule, pinched a mule, pinched a mule. And then the banana juice out of my yam bag. So much, they got to bring out the Zamboni to clear the ice. Goo all over. You know that move where you stop short and the ice goes flying on your skates?
Sure.
I do that in front of the judges with my yam bag juice. They're covered. The French judge like she's covered in strudel. Oh, you love it, you pig whore.
All right, Dice. Dice on Ice, everyone. Dice in honor.
Dice on Ice!
In honor of Dice on Ice, I got a little something for you here, okay?
Okay.
Dice, Dice, baby.
Oh! Checking in from over here.
Dice, Dice, baby.
Oh, it's so nice. Dice, Dice, baby. Oh!
Gotta love the dice.
Terrific.
Don't just stare at it, eat it.
Just look at me like a chick with balls.
He's a jerk, it's point to see.
He's a scumbag.
I'm good like that, my friend. You're full of crap.
Oh! Look what we did to you again.
Very good. Drew Boogie.
That's nice. That's the song going to play when I accept my gold.
I see that.
I step up on the podium. Yep. Mop, the gold is mine. Ow!
This Friday, the 55-gallon drum challenge.
It was in my mouth. Ew.
Replayed in its entirety. On the Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Bam, bam, bam. Dicey.
Hello.
What's up, Andrew? Andrew, hey. Dice.
Clay.
Opie.
What's up?
Hey. I was thinking.
Yeah?
I came up with this thing.
Oh. Yeah?
You're not going to believe this.
What thing?
You know what I'm talking about when I said that, right?
No, what thing?
What thing?
Yeah. You've been watching the Olympics at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now picture me, because I was watching them the other night. Did you see them falling all over these little things on the ice there?
Why?
Picture like a dice on ice.
Why?
And bring it right into New York. Because I would know how to win something like that, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm not... Why would you bring up dice on ice out of nowhere?
Because you don't understand how I think. You know what I mean? Because I'm back where I was.
I'm
You don't know how I... Because I'm watching these little idiots spin around last night, right? you know what I mean? That Heather Marie with Christy Brinkley, she fell on her ass, right?
Right, right.
And when I do it, right, and I'm going to do it like I'm colored. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know how they're good with sports, right?
Right.
You don't put, like, chinks and them white people out on the ice. They don't know what they're doing. You got to put me, the colored dice. I'm going to be, you know, instead of, like, you know how, like, Puff Daddy changed his name?
Yeah.
I'm going to be, like, D. Clitty.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And what are you going to do? What are you going to do, though? You
want to... No, I go around, right? I do my little routine, a couple figure eights like they do. And then the best part is when I go in front of the judges and I do that big split where I'm holding, like, my fingers between my legs.
Yeah.
Right? And I let me tell you what I do. I take all my tummy tapioca, right? And I just spray them with a freaking... face full of bad butter, right? in the face. You know what that does to girl judges? Start creaming in their freaking jeans.
Is this what it was like to listen to it, Opie?
Why would you know what I mean?
Why would you bring up Dice on Ice out of nowhere?
No, it's D. Clay.
D. Clay. All right.
Let's say the right name here.
Are you going to be doing the Dice Capades, too?
Let me explain something.
Yeah.
I do things the way men did things years ago when men did things the way men were when they were dinosaurs.
I hear you. Hey, Dice, we got a little background music for you as you try out the Dice on Ice thing.
Yeah. So I start out, right?
Yeah.
I put on the college suit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I put on the college suit and I put on the music there, right?
Yeah.
And I start, like, pinching my helmet before I move.
Yeah.
You know, to puff out a little.
Uh-huh.
You know how they do that?
Yeah.
They get the banana nice and puffed out.
Sure.
You know, because half of them are f***ing faggotinos anyway, these guys. You know what I mean? I mean, what real human being wants to stand on the ice and go, look at me, pop, friggin' sissy Marys.
Right.
But I come out there all macho, I wear the leather jacket, maybe I throw on the tutu. Right? Because I'm going to have to do the spread legs thing.
Right.
And I yank on the butter bag a little, you know what I mean?
Sure.
As I'm going in front of the judges. Oh, look what I'm doing to you. That I'm seeing their heads, because let me tell you something about my tapioca.
Yes.
Sitting on the belly.
Yeah.
It's so thick and bubbly that after one of those slops, swallow like a bag of it,
right.
You don't got to eat for 3 days. That's how good I am. 52 full ounces.
I'm amazed.
So I do like the pirouette, right? And then I break a board.
Yeah.
See, nobody does any karate during that routine.
Oh, you're going to throw karate in.
Board, right?
Well, that's something new, Dice.
What?
Uh-oh, look at you go now.
Oh, now the music's fast.
I'm moving, right?
Now the music's fast, Dice.
And then I do the flips on the hurdle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is how I work it.
How about midgets?
With midgets?
Yeah, you bring some midgets with.
I put midgets on my friggin' feet. I use them as skates. These little insignificant animals, right? Because nobody's even going to go, what a brilliant man. What a brilliant man. He's not even using skates. He's using these unhuman things to skate around the ice.
Unhuman.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, Dice.
Nobody could care about them.
Hey, are you going to be attempting that triple plow cow?
Yeah. Hey, you know what I mean? And then I have, like, the drive out. I do something cool.
Yeah.
I have, like, a chink and a chap drive in, like in a Trans Am. The Gooks that has it, right? And I get in the car and I roll around the ice skating rink.
Uh-huh.
Wave to everybody, maybe squeeze a couple girls, you know,
yeah.
Big fat, them things on the top of their boobs, whatever them are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, I shake hands with some people, maybe I take it out, I go, look at this. Look at how hard I could get in front of everybody. I don't got no problem like that. I'm good like that.
All right.
You know, maybe a couple girls. Maybe I plane some girls right in the front row when I'm going around and doing a couple spins, and they bend over, and I go, spread your cheeks, Rob. There you go, Heather Marie. There you go, Heather Marie. Because I do things the old way.
Right.
When men were dinosaurs.
Hey, look at you. Look at
I hear me.
Look at you with the goofy music now.
What, Christy Brinkley thinks she's someone? She's out there. What is she going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, she should have stuck with Billy. That's what she should have done. That dummy. She's out on the ice flying all over. They don't even know to stick a couple fingers in there to entertain people. That's how dumb
right. They
is.
Well done.
I'll tell you that right now.
I would definitely pay to see that.
So, wouldn't you pay to see that?
To see you skating like that, and it's something I haven't heard of yet.
Yeah, where'd you get this Dice on Ice idea?
I don't know. It came to me like overnight, like when Norton was talking. You know what I mean?
I hear
you. You know what you should do? You gotta do Dice on
Ice. The ice capades.
No, stupid.
You're gonna be at the Garden.
Don't
again.
You remember
dice
what
capades.
You said you were supposed to say?
You're gonna skate.
Let me tell you something, Donnie. Let me tell you something. Nikki was a rat because Sonny Black said Nikki was a rat. You could have got whacked out just for that thing in Florida, just for your information.
Right.
Did you see what I did right there?
I saw that there.
No, did you see? You didn't even get what I did.
So I saw that there. In. It was,
these other clowns that call in.
It's not.
They go, oh, let me do an impression now.
Yeah.
Let me do an Me, I'm so brilliant in my own, like, way there. I go right into it, and then, like, I forget it.
Let me hear that again.
Who?
the one you were doing.
I forgot what I just did.
No, we didn't really hear all of it because
Let me tell you something.
You surprised us with it.
Yeah.
I like you more even than I liked you the other time.
You're going to do it all day, Dice.
No, I did a different one. That was Madsen. See, you don't even get who I'm doing.
Hey,
it's
Dice.
Not even worth doing these impressions.
Dice, a lot of people excited that you called us today. Some guy named, do you know a guy named Frenchie?
Do I know a guy? No.
He wants to say hi to you.
Okay.
Hold
who
on.
Should I be?
Just talking. He's a big fan of you.
Yeah.
Frenchie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Dice, you fatty, tiny, green, crazy bastard.
What are you doing?
I am over here now. How are you, huh?
Because you said everybody's
you faggot, huh?
This week.
Yeah, my figure skating. Oh. Nice, nice. I'm over here now. Oh.
No, you ain't no Anthony.
Yeah, banana juice all over you.
You ain't no Anthony.
I do flips over you. You dumb fat bastard.
Full of friggin' mango pudding.
And then we dead.
I don't know.
Hey, what's happening? You having a heart attack again?
I don't know. I'm over here doing this, that, and the other thing with everybody saying like that.
Bop!
You know what I mean? What are you doing?
You're having a heart attack. Look what I did to you.
I'm having a banana juice attack.
No, it's mine.
Oh, look what it's doing to me now.
I'm pinch the helmet. I'm over here now.
He's mad.
You fat, greasy bastard. Straight like a faggot.
I
love you, ass.
Oh, what are you saying to me now?
Why don't you die already?
Pepe-tino
oh!
And the Peppuccino.
Yeah, up you way, you dumb juice bastard. Where are you in Los Angeles?
Tacoma now, Frenchie.
Huh? You in the West?
Tacoma, Frenchie.
Why don't you kill yourself, you dumb ass?
Peppuccino.
Huh? You old bastard? I've been funny since 86. Oh! Your career is in the dump in Staten Island.
Maybe you were crazy.
You dumb fat bastard.
Why you get so mad?
Never.
You know, I say so. I'm over here now.
I'm over here because you're over there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm over here because you say I'm over here now because you're back where you was.
I scratch my handbag. And you collect the rest.
You scratch my yum bag.
You stupid ass.
We have a yum bag party.
Dice, you're a big, fat, old bastard, and you carry it in the
train. I look a lot like your mummy.
Yeah, and she can suck it all day.
No, you try to insult me. A zero in the game of life. That's all you are.
You dumb F.
Oh, why you get so mad? Go back to cleaning toilets.
Never get mad over an old bastard like you.
Oh,
All right, Frenchie.
Wow, that Frenchie guy.
Jeez.
All right. Dice, he said.
What are we talking about?
He said he was a big fan of yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got off to a bad start again.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Dice, you know what I rented the other night? One Night at McCool's. Very funny Dice performance in that. You see that yet? Hope you're renting it?
No.
Gotta rent it.
I did it. What are you talking about?
It's very, very funny. I like the Dice, the angry Dice with the gun and everything. And then he goes, oh, look at you. You're the big guy now by the safe. And he goes over to the other side and goes, look, okay, now I'm over here now. I stand over here now. Very funny.
I did that for you. That's what you told me to do in the movie.
It was very, very funny. If you get a chance, I would rent that. Not you, Dice. I'm talking to the people. You've probably seen it.
Hell, it's no brain smasher.
That was back then when men did things as a dinosaur. You hear me? And then I get a rare salt jacked up, you hear? And then I take my tongue. End of day, honey.
Very good, Dice.
You know what I mean? Let's talk more about the Dice Capades.
No.
Do you have any ideas?
Well, I had a couple, but nothing I would ever say.
No, I understand. I know how you are.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I know how you are, Aunt Nate.
I'm not going to step on your toes, Dice.
Yeah, no, that's not you. That's not your style.
No,
we wouldn't do the Dice
that's
on
not you.
Thing.
No,
we wouldn't do something
different
like
than that.
No, Dice no. on Ice and no. come out with ideas of what Dice would be like skating.
This is why I called in. Norton said you should do something like on Dice on Ice.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because like the Olympics are like they're doing that this week. But right. I always watch the Olympics. I'm into
sure.
that stuff.
Yeah.
When they flip around, you ever see the chicks flip around on that wooden stick? When they do that, and one of them always misses, and she hits her beef pocket right on the stick, and it gets all swollen like a truck steak.
A beef pocket.
You know that the crossing guards there, the guys that give it a mark, are going, that's a winner. That's a winner.
That's the
that
uneven bars.
It could take a beating. It's gold medal, that pocket.
That's the Summer Olympics.
That's Summer Olympics. That's the Summer Olympics.
That's the Summer.
You know what? I've been wondering why they didn't do the stick.
We're into the
uneven bars.
We're into the Winter Olympics with the curling and the snowboarding.
But don't they got an inside where they could do some of the flips?
Well, no.
How about like the bobsledding or the luge?
Yeah. No, I saw that girl. She's a real slob. That luge. You see that Russian last night with a face like a parrot.
Parrots?
Well, yeah, you ever seen them parrots?
What, the bird?
No, not the bird. It's like a squirrel, but it's a parrot.
It looks like you're a...
ferret.
Oh, I thought you meant a parrot. It's
I just got a piece of candy. I got a Red Hot here.
Red Hots.
Oh,
right. Norton likes when I eat Red Hots.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Dice, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We got to go. Okay, tickets on sale for the Beacon on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. Are you guys doing anything there?
No, I think I'm going to...
You know, Anthony.
My birthday, Dice.
Anthony.
I'm going to be in Mexico.
I got a great idea.
What?
You come on with me.
Yeah?
And we do like, you know how sometimes you do like a parody of me?
I haven't done that in a long time.
No, I know, but we both do like the Dice on Ice. We wear like the midgets on our feet.
And the tutus.
You know what I mean? We knock them out or something for a few minutes.
You throw me, I throw you.
Yeah, and we do like, and then I hold you up like over my head. And your banana starts swinging like a freaking pendulum in front of the judges. And I say like this, look what he's doing now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, what do you think, I'm stupid?
That sounds good. Okay, I'm in.
All right, look.
We got to go.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We're very late, Dice.
Right, take a break. Do whatever you got to do with what you got, because I'm over here doing this now.
All right.
It's what I do. It's all I do.
All right.
Hey, Norton.
Yes.
Call me later. I got to tell you something about that thing that you said something.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
See you, man.
There he goes, Dice.
Andrew Dice Clay.
That was great. Dice, I didn't spill the beans either.
Oh, really?
I would have told him. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, he
loved it.
Obviously,
someone
somebody
told him.
Told
Dice on Ice. You know that when Anthony did Dice on Ice originally last week, we got so much email from all over the country thinking that it was really Dice.
People
doing
thought it was Dice, yeah.
And now
it's
they're
Dice.
Really confused because then Dice calls up and does Dice on Ice a little bit.
When we first started here in New York, and I would do the Dice voice, people thought Dice was in the studio all the time. And we had him as the guy that used to clean up and take the garbage out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here comes Dice. You remember Andrew Dice Clay. He's working here now, and he's cleaning up. And he'd come in and, where are the garbage pails? I clean up the garbage, and I sweep now. And people actually called up and would talk to Dice.
It's hilarious.
My first time hearing about you guys, I was obviously working with Andrew, and Club Soda Kenny called me. There's two guys in New York that do an impression of Andrew.
Andrew.
And I was really prepared to
And I'm
going to
beat them.
Oh,
real?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, because he's my friend, man. I'm like, these guys are totally my friend. I'm not going to like them. And then the first time I listened to the show, you're doing Tyson and Empire State Building references. I'm like, oh, this is great.
That's what won you over.
Oh, good. Yeah, of course.
All right on. Nick, what's going on?
Hey, I just want to tell Rick, isolate that whole phone call.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Every time Dice calls, it's like a whole new soundboard.
Yeah.
All right, peace out.
All right. Anana.
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 The Opie and Anthony Show.
I guess we can mention McCain.
Yeah, that's an interesting little tidbit in the paper today. John McCain.
Wow, I saw the footage on TV. What is he nuts or what? John McCain, we all know the story. He's an American hero. He was tortured at the Hanoi Hilton, right?
Right.
Over there in Vietnam.
North Vietnamese had him prisoner.
And everyone doing stories because it's been 25 years.
So what does McCain decide to do? He decides to go back to Vietnam. What, is he nuts?
Not only back to Vietnam, back to the same cell that he was held in the POW camp.
That's like going back to a bad marriage years after you get a divorce.
Yeah, right?
Why would you do it?
Why put yourself through the agony?
Why would you do that?
He flies halfway around the world to probably get depressed. The cell he was in where he was beaten, tied up, bottom of his feet smacked with bamboo shoots, with bamboo, and his shoulders broken, his face pummeled, and he goes back.
Like
you're visiting your old neighborhood when you get a new car or something. When you're a kid, you get your first car. What do? You drive around your old neighborhood.
To show it off?
Right.
What is he showing off, though?
Well, he brought his son, I guess. His son, Jack, 13. His son, in the picture in the paper, is walking in the cell like, oh, Jesus, no wonder Dad's such a son of a bitch.
Right.
You know, oh, he had to stay in here. Oh, yeah, Dad, thanks for locking me in my room. Gee, I think you'd understand now.
So you think John McCain was in his old cell and just kind of sitting there and reflecting a little bit, Anthony?
Son, this is where I stayed for many years in the war. I remember being in this very cell when the gooks came in. That's what we called them, son. The gooks. They'd come in and smash me in the face. Yeah, what did I smuggle in here in my pocket? Hey, Mr. Vietnamese guy. Take that! Gooks! Take it, gooks! You sons of bitches! Yellow gooks help me begin! Cover me, son! I'm gonna take the short one! See in there, the yellow one behind the rock! I'll get you back, you bastard! Oh, look! Gook baby! Gook baby! Watch out for the gook baby! He could have a grenade! Women, don't trust them. Huh? What? Oh. Oh, yeah. It's the year 2000. Sorry. Sorry about that. Will you goose? Goose babies! Die, goose babies! I wouldn't go back there.
Wow.
I almost felt like I was there, Opie. That's a haunting tribute song you played for his return to Vietnam.
Well, this actually is the song they used in that Columbine video, which is just a twisted thing going on in Colorado. Did you hear about this one?
Yeah, they took this song and put it on a video of the scene of the massacre.
Yes. So they got footage of the library that is just, I mean, it just looked, oh my God.
Who's putting this video out?
What the fire department or something? And they're selling copies for $25. They got like the video of the library where there's blood stains and books and just everything shattered all over the place. And this song is playing in the background.
That's pretty bad.
And then they got like mom was really outraged. She was on TV.
Yeah.
Because in the video, I guess they have somebody dragging her daughter's body across the lawn
to the video on the video to this music.
Yes.
Oh, see that's kind of like, ugh.
And for $25, anyone can buy a video showing an empty, bullet-riddled Columbine High School after the massacre a year ago. And the footage comes with a pop music soundtrack.
Welcome to the bottomless pit of ignorance. Opie.
I feel like being an idiot.
Anthony.
I'm a retard.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Effing hilarious.
WNEW.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. Not for long, the future is coming.
have Mike from the garage in the studio. He's a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
We see him every day. We're going to call you Jamaican Mike.
That's cool.
Yeah. From Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How long? Hmm? How long you been up here?
14 years.
14 years. You still got the cool thing because it works with the chicks, right?
You know it.
See?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, he's probably like, you know, when we go off the air, what do you really sound like? Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's just my
thing. I got the sound smooth.
Yaman.
Yeah, Yaman.
Yeah, have you ever said Yaman? Yeah?
Do you say it's all good?
The same, it's all good.
Yeah, you go on vacation down south, way down south in the islands, it's all good.
It's all
yeah.
good, eh?
Why wouldn't it be? Damn. That must be... guy's getting chicks with an accent, dude. I mean, Jesus
Nothing
Christ.
Wrong with that. Hey, Jamaican Mike, do you just, like, pound girls when you're not working?
I can't say that, man.
Oh, yeah. you got the special lady, right?
You know it.
You know it?
You know it.
What kind of lady is she?
Hmm?
Is she a nice lady?
Yeah, she's beautiful, man.
Did you steal one of our white women?
Huh?
Yeah. Did you? You got the prize of the community?
Did you steal one of our white women? Come on, you can be honest.
No.
Oh, no, you got a fine ebony princess?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. But no,
I think he's got a white woman, man. Come on, help us out.
I bet he's packing a baby's arm, clutching an apple. Right? The myth,
the Louisiana black snake,
the Jamaican boa constrictor.
You know it,
the boner constrictor.
You know that a lot of white girls go to Jamaica for that, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I've heard.
Well, that's what happens. They get into the fight with the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They go down there and, boy, have an awakening. They come back limping. They come back limping.
Yeah, Jamaica. Yeah, you wreck it for us when they get back to the States.
Oh,
you could forget about it.
It's like, oh, there's that cute little thing again.
You're right.
There you go. Like,
gee, thanks. I got to strap a board on the back of my butt now.
No chance for you when you return, man.
Yeah.
Jamaica. Yeah, Jamaica crotch bleed.
Look at his hat. His hat describes his junk, Ant.
What does it say?
Fat bastard. Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good. I can relate because a guy that...
Oh, you can't help it?
No, listen. A guy...
That's bad for you.
We went down to Turks and Caicos. Mm. Let me explain.
Okay.
A guy that looked very similar to him, right, Ann? You were there.
Yeah.
All over my woman. Nothing Whoa. I could do. If he wanted her, what was I going to do?
Lasso her with his junk.
Right.
Like spin it over his head like a rope.
And what happened? I think we got out of there alive.
Hog tire.
I think we did all right. I was able to, you know, convince her that I was the better man, and let's get back to the States.
Wasn't he the guy selling herb too?
He was the guy. What the hell was his name? And he would just walk around. It's all good. And he had white women all over his damn over his body.
Oh yeah. That's great, man.
He must have pounded 10 chicks that week alone.
Oh.
And one of them, he wanted to be my girlfriend.
God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. The hell was his name?
Oh. Dexter. That one, Eddie Murphy, right?
Well, Jamaican Mike, we're going to try to make you feel at home here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Looks like the CD player smoked too much weed, though.
It doesn't play?
No, hold on. See if that works. Let's see how I cleaned the CD in.
Yeah.
Rubbed it on my shirt here. There we go.
Feel it.
Oh. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
little prison lube, and you're all set.
We play.
What the hell are you doing to our ladies down there in Jamaica? When we're not looking. God damn.
What are you people? On dope?
God damn. Yeah. Popular song still, right?
Always popular, man.
Yeah.
I got it from a Negro.
Whoa, wait a minute. Jesus.
Stick it in my mouth.
Ouch.
She's talking about the joint, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. God, man, come on. Yeah, you never want to let your girl go down there alone, man.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
You ever see that stuff when they go, you know, you get your girlfriends going, yeah, well, me and my other girlfriend are going to go on a little trip.
Yeah.
Going to go down to Jamaica. Just like, oh, come on, what? right when you step off the plane, you're just getting Jamaican penis. That's part of the, like, welcome committee.
Yeah, that's part of the system.
Hi,
you know?
Baby, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to Jamaica. On the Air Jamaica, on the ride home, they give the girls those donut pillows. Like you blow them up, like the little tubes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the roid pillows, so they could sit in, so they could give their vag a rest.
Mike, let's go. Oh, we lost Mike. He had a Jamaican story. Oh, well, let's go to Roger. Hey, Roger, what's up?
I wanted to ask Jamaican Mike how many jobs he got.
One, just one.
He's got
what
a good job.
What do you mean you only got one job?
I know I should got like five, eh? I just got one, man. I got a good one.
Mike works downstairs. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
great guy.
You're wearing your sweater.
That's when I knew, by the way, that's when I knew Ant and I were starting to do pretty well in the ratings.
Because
I'm like, you listen to our show. Because one day he finally said, hey, how's that Wowmon? Or whatever he said.
Wowmon.
Or something about the show. And I looked at Ant like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe the show is working in New York. Like, what business do you have listening to a couple white boys on Long Island?
Man.
When was the last time you were back, Jamaica?
Well, 7 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When do you get back there more often?
I know, I'm going on the first week of August.
It's because it's a smorgasbord up here. Hmm? Why go down there with this competition, right? More guys putting the moves on. Hey, baby, yeah.
Let's go to Lenny.
Big joints, just getting them all effed up on pot. Right. And you pull that out. It's like, oh, no. That's it. They're staying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go play some volleyball.
Yeah.
You have fun with my girlfriend.
The Air Jamaica planes just shaped and painted like giant penises now. Is that the new paint scheme for the 767s they're flying down there? Just a giant Air Jamaican penis.
Lenny, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, man.
I was in Jamaica like the Easter week.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Me and my buddy went to a Breezy Resort. It was all inclusive. We had a great time, but you know, it was amazing that every girl, it's like all these white girls, it's all they wanted was these Jamaicans.
That's why.
I mean, the guys are great guys and they're you know, great personalities and everything. But there was even we saw these three girls who were walking around with wedding rings. Okay, and this one girl, I saw her like three nights in a row at the club hitting on this one guy, hanging all over him. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's insane. So the moral of the story is, if you're looking to hook up, don't go to Jamaica.
Yeah, really. If you're
out of that, we'll bring shoe polish.
All right, let's go to Becca. Becca, what's going on?
Hey,
Hey, I was wondering what's up with the what's in your pants. I want to play.
You want to play with Jamaican Mike?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, once you go Jamaican, your crotch will be aching.
Oh, no. My God.
Are you
driving? All right, so can I play?
Are you driving?
Yeah, I know. I'm on the road right now. I'm on my cell phone. More fun this way anyway.
Well, do you have easy access?
I'm getting there. I'm steering with my knee.
All right. What are you wearing that you're taking off right now?
Shorts.
Shorts?
Little shorts, and that's about it. And I'm wearing a t-shirt.
What about panties?
Thong.
Thong. Very nice. Nice body.
Nice thong. Brand new.
Brand new
nice
thong.
Silk thong.
Uh-huh. What color is the thong?
Got the thong going on, so, you know.
Thong, thong, thong.
Gotta be with the thong.
What color is the thong?
Blue.
Blue, okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, you haven't really described what you look like.
Oh, I'm sorry. 5'7", 130, blonde hair, green eyes.
Chest?
Very, very, very tan. Oh, D-cup.
D-cup. Well, you sound like a
no tan lines.
No tan lines. Okay, you're proud of your body. You tan in the nude there.
Yeah.
How'd you like to mow my lawn? Huh?
All right. And what road are you on?
Okay, I am getting on to Sunrise Highway.
Oh, a Long Island chick.
Yeah, I know.
Give me some.
I don't have fake nails, though.
All right. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. We got to play the intro.
It's time to play. Hey, guess what's in my pants?
Okay.
It's time to play. It's time to play.
Are you ready?
It's time to play. Hey, guess what's in my pants?
All right, so you know how to play What's in My Pants, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jamaican Mike, you know how to play, right?
No.
Oh. Well, we, boy, thanks for being a faithful listener.
I know how to play. I know.
It's all right. What she does is she's going to rub the phone all over her, you know, her thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, you don't reveal Becca until we ask you.
Right. So, Becca?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, if I stump him, can I get wrestling tickets?
Yeah,
come
but
on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wrestle Jamaican Mike.
Yeah,
wrestle the monster.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
If you yeah.
I can still watch, please.
Wait, I believe we have a sound clip of Becca when she meets Jamaican Mike.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
All right, Becca. If you stump Jamaican Mike, we'll give you wrestling tickets, but you can't lie.
Oh, I won't lie.
All right, very
I'll
good.
Choose.
Okay. All right. Why don't you rub the phone up and down?
Okay. Hold on.
Listen carefully.
Whoa.
Did you hear?
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds like you lost it.
Right.
All right. Was that up and down?
Yeah, it was up and down.
Now do a side to side.
Okay, hold on.
Slowly.
Okay, was that good?
Okay, now a circular motion, very slowly.
Okay, hold on.
Sounds like she's going over
okay?
a large pothole.
Maybe she is. Oh.
How many times have you been in Jamaica? Nothing, Becca. Okay.
Okay.
Do you need to hear circular again?
No, I got a pretty good line on this, I think.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going to go off of my normal...
Well, let Jamaican Mike go first.
All right.
Oh, you don't need me to do it again?
Yeah, I want to hear it one more time.
All right, go ahead.
One more time?
Circular motion?
Circular motion.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a sec.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to our guest, Jamaican Mike.
The choices are triangle, basic triangle, Hitler mustache, which is a very short little thin thing.
Okay.
The mohawk, which self-explanatory, or the wood floor, totally clean.
Or the pool rack filled with dreadlocks.
Well.
No, that's not a dreadlock. So.
No, definitely not.
I would say wood floor.
Wood floor, okay. Anthony?
I am going to say mohawk.
Mohawk.
your tans in the nude. It's all over. It's a wood floor.
You're
Becca.
Say wood floor.
Yeah.
What is in your pants?
Okay, well, it's not a wood floor. Okay.
Yeah.
What were the other ones you said?
I said mohawk.
Okay, well, it's sort of like that, but it's very, 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 very thin and very, very clean, like very close. Like, it's like not even in half of an inch.
Okay, but it's thin.
Oh, you got a little, like, exclamation point.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how thick it is, Opie. A mohawk is a line of hair. Is it a line of hair?
Yep.
And it's not short like a little Hitler mustache.
No, but it's like long.
There you go. I'm giving myself the victory.
Anthony won again, but you did stump Jamaican Mike, so we will give you the wrestling tickets.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Becca, thanks for playing What's in My Pants.
Thank you.
Any final words to Jamaican Mike?
Not really.
All right. Nothing to say.
All right. Hold on the line, Becca.
Mm-hmm.
There she goes. Give her the wrestling tickets. And we got to take a quick break. A bunch of people on hold. They got Jamaican stories.
Oh, my God.
This could get pretty interesting.
Look at poor Jason on line 9.
I know.
Fiance in Jamaica now without me.
Oh, dude.
Man. Maybe you could tell him what's... Okay. We'll go to him after break, and you can tell him maybe what he can expect when she gets back.
Wait, do that again. Hold on.
Here's his fiance.
I got a couple brothers down here.
Hey, hello, Pinocchio.
Honey, you're back from Jamaica. What the hell's that sound? That's amazing.
Dumb, huh?
All right.
We'll go to the phones next.
Coming this spring.
On the Opie and Anthony Show.
Bikini Softball 2. The Return of WOW. Jim Norton's World Tour. Sex for Sam. WOW Stop. All coming this spring. On the Opie and Anthony Show. N-E-W.
I'll be playing the part of Pharrell. And we're trying to order food in the restaurant. Excuse me, waitress, I'd like...
Pharrell needs some menu right now. Pharrell's got to get a menu. He got to see the appetizers. Maybe a soup of the day. I'll tell you what, what's your entree today? You got any specials going? I need food 100 miles an hour. Here we go. And don't forget the dessert. I'm taking a chocolate mousse. Maybe we'll do that. And then an espresso, because I need a jacket. Go 100 miles an hour.
Sports in the Morning with Pharrell. Tomorrow, live at 545, 1027 WNEW.
O.P. Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
We're talking about Jamaica. And how paranoid we get when our ladies go down there without us. Because they run into guys like Mike here.
Oh, forget about it. That's it. They're coming back ruined. What was once, tighter than a thimble? It's now like, remember the old movie you see where the mother comes out and wants everybody to come back to the house for vittles? So she puts the thing in that triangle bell and goes, lang, 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 lang. That's what it ends up looking like. What happened?
Wow!
What the hell happened? She went to Jamaica.
Like throwing a crowbar down an empty hallway.
Down the hallway.
All right, let's go to Jason. He's
over, Johnny.
Jason's getting really paranoid because I guess his fiance is in Jamaica right now without him. Jason, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
What's up?
We're talking to you. Let's
go. So your fiance is in Jamaica?
Yeah, I'm home laying tile. And my buddy walked in and said...
Well,
guess what?
Insert your own joke there.
Someone is laying pipe in Jamaica right now.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
She's laying tile, too. He resides on the beach.
Huh?
She's laying tile, too.
Yeah, I bet she is.
His name's Tile.
This sucks. What is Jamaican Mike?
They got those wacky names down there. Hey,
Tile.
Come on.
Meet Dexter and Tile.
Yeah, right. Dexter St. John, right?
All right.
Swinging.
So you want to ask Jamaican Mike a question about...
If I might ask, what happens?
What happens?
And should I take the ring back now?
No, don't take it back, man. She's just having fun.
Yeah, well, she certainly is. If you're lucky, dude, she'll maybe just be with one of the smaller guys, 8 to 10 inches, and you'll still have something left to salvage when she gets back.
Oh,
Jason. She's down there.
She's going out tonight, that's it.
She's down there right now? Have you talked to her?
Yeah, she's been calling me every night.
Every night, huh?
Every night.
Well, she's just making sure you're not surprising her down there.
You know, because when you get the phone call, you know you have at least...
She wants to make sure I'm home.
You have at least like 6-7 hours.
Right.
If she calls from the airport, if you called... Forget about it.
She's coming home tomorrow, though.
Oh, she is?
So she was only there for 5 days, so it's only minimal damage, hopefully.
Hey, wait a minute. We have some audio from your fiancé.
Oh, yeah? You guys suck.
Yeah.
I guess you guys can take pleasure in somebody's place. She's gone. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, man.
Have your girls ever gone there?
No.
I guess you're not that dumb, huh?
No, it's good.
It's all good.
Don't worry.
Jamaica Mike's saying it's all good.
Okay. Don't worry.
Jamaica Mike says it's all good. All right.
It's all good.
Oh, it's all good.
It's all good.
I'll let you know if she comes home and I have to go, hello, hello.
Call me.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, man.
There goes Jason.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Dave, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Great.
So, I feel bad for Jay's girl, I'll tell you. Well, for Jay.
Ouch.
A lot of it. And my ex-girlfriend didn't call me at all when she was away. Dirty pig. I don't know, man. I tell you, she came back, though, it was terrible. It was like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
It's really a bad thing, I think, once they get down there.
Have a good one, guys.
See, this is what we didn't want to hear. Now the ladies are calling. Tammy is going to crush all of us. Tammy, what's going on? Go ahead, Tammy, say it. Say it. What's up?
It's true.
What?
It's true. Tommy,
what's true?
What's
Wait,
true?
Hold on a second.
What's true? Keep
what?
It.
I mean...
What is she doing? Tammy, what are you working?
No, I was at the gas station and they asked me to turn my car off.
What's longer, the guy's slongs in Jamaica or the gas hose coming out of the pump?
It's not just slang.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do you want to say?
Yeah, what do you want to say? We're doing a radio show here.
Tammy.
If they're going to Jamaica,
yeah.
I wouldn't come back.
I think she's been bludgeoned with Jamaican member over her head, and she's a little slow now.
There's a bunch of dents in her brain. Man, help us out.
Going to Jamaica. And how does a girl talk her boyfriend into going to Jamaica alone? It's like, could you go to your girlfriend and go, yeah, well, I'm just going to go visit like a whorehouse in Vegas. Yeah, and I got all these free coupons. And I'll just go there. Later.
Chris from the Bronx wants Jamaican Mike to say, look what I did to you again. With that accent of his. Mike, you have to say that for us.
Mm-hmm.
To say, look what I did to you again.
Look what I did to you again. Yeah, I'm on.
Mary, what's going on?
I'm calling in about the fact of the Jamaicans. The man that called in earlier that said that his fiance is down there and she's calling him.
Yeah.
Better watch out, because I live with a Jamaican.
Yeah.
And that little stereotype about the big thing, it's true.
It's true.
It, yeah?
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend's from Trelawney.
Trelawney?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from St. Thomas.
Okay.
St. Thomas.
Between Portland and Kingston.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got family there as well. But
they measure distance in penis over there. Right? So that's like, what, 25 penis away or something like that?
Wow, all right. And Mary, he just pounds you and pounds
you.
He takes care of it every night.
Wow. Mary, how huge is it? Is it like a shopping bag now? Can you remember when it was the size of a normal private area?
No. Just 7 years, hi, Junior. 7 years, you know, he takes care of it. That's all that fits.
Does it give you acid reflux from hitting your stomach?
It's like an old man's mouth when he pops his teeth out.
Oh, man. Do you walk like you have a rash all the time?
No.
No?
You get used to it after a while, but I'm not going nowhere else.
When but that's it. You can't, there's no turning back now. You've set the bar at a certain level, and it's over.
When you're naked and you're walking around your house, does it sound like you're wearing corduroys?
No, it's fine, but he takes care of it and well. Jamaican,
yeah.
When
you get into the bathtub, does the water level go down? No.
Well, I love you. You guys are great. He got me into listening to you.
All right.
You rule.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That's something. Boy, breaking some ground here. Finding out Jamaicans have really big ones. Jeez.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. How are you guys?
We're doing all right.
You guys are the greatest. You make my drive home the greatest.
Thank you.
When I was down in Jamaica, they have lots of wooden statues with these large Jamaican junks, if you will.
Really?
They call it the Big Bamboo. And they have shirts that say, "Who's afraid of the bamboo?"
That's so you get used to looking at it on a statue before you have to see the real thing, I'm
exactly.
sure. If you want to try it out, you get back into it.
It's the plunger thing all over again.
Oh, man. So did you have any of that Jamaican sex down there?
No, I didn't. I was 12, but a lot of Jamaicans were interested in me.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
All right, take
bye.
Care.
Bye. Let's go to Brad.
Hot and huge penises. Why would girls come back? Why do they come back?
Yeah, why do they come back, Mike?
That's like a strip club that gives away free beer and never closes.
Right.
Why would the guy leave?
Brad.
O&A, what's up, guys?
How are you?
How you doing, Jamaican Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. You?
I'm doing all right. All right. Okay. I got this ridiculous story. I better be careful how I tell it, too, being on the radio, but you
yeah.
hear it.
Yeah.
All right. So a friend of mine, he's a close friend of mine, he went down to Jamaica for spring break this year. And he went into this bar, and they were actually having, what's the best way to put this? Just a random girls at the bar, they were having an oral contest. How's that?
Whoa.
Like a wrong place.
Hummer contest?
Absolutely.
So girls that were just at the bar were giving hummers to guys?
He said basically it were a bunch of random guys they had lined up there, and they just picking out of these just drunk girls that were just at the bar, and they all, you know, got down and all at the same time started, and whoever could get the guy first got, like, prizes and drinks and stuff like that.
Whoa.
It was. He said it was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, keep going, baby. Keep going. Keep going. I'm almost there.
Oh. It's all good, though. It's all good.
All right, Brad.
Take care.
Thank you. Let's go.
Thank to you. Wow.
Johnny, what's up?
Hey, man. What's going on?
How are you?
I got a funny Jamaican story for you. I had no idea what Jamaica was all about, that the men's units down there were huge. 10 years ago, get married, right? My wife and I, we were only with each other before this. We were two virgins on our honeymoon. We got down there. And, you know, you go to the club med scene or the hotels down there, and you just stay kind of by yourself. Well, one night we decided to venture out to go to the local scene to kind of catch out what's going on. Biggest mistake ever. We go to this luau. This type of thing where there's like all the local guys are there. We're hanging around a bonfire, eating and drinking. And all of a sudden, my wife starts dancing with one of these guys. And this guy started sporting wood, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that thing could have covered half of D.C. He was like an umbrella. It was like an umbrella in the shade. Ever since then,
excuse me.
Can we see your stuff?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Torture! It's torture!
Wow. So what happened, Johnny?
So I'm sitting there in amazement. And her eyes are like the snake from Jungle Book. You know what I mean? That, you know, that snake where the eyes are all googly-eyed and she's just like staring at that thing. Dude, it has never been the same. 10 years later, it has never been the same. She looks at like bananas different now.
Oh, yeah?
Stick it in my mouth.
Of course, talking about the joints in Jamaica.
Ouch.
I never sized up since then.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I just have to thank, the Jamaican men for ruining it for the rest of us small white men. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, take care.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Natural, man.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
That was only natural.
That was hilarious.
The girl, the snake from Jungle Boy.
Eyes getting big.
She's just looking at that.
Wow, that's horrible. Her face was like those wacky paintings you see in the subway where the girls have the big, huge eyes.
Oh.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
How you doing? All right, I got a story for you.
Yeah.
I was down in Jamaica for spring break about 2 months ago. All right, I'm at this bar. First of all, these local guys are cool. But they flock to the bars and they just, we'll stand around all cool in the back of the bar with like
There's
joints.
There's plane loads of white chicks coming in. Why wouldn't you want to go to the bars?
I see.
Here comes another one, man.
We go out. I see the hottest white girl I've ever seen. All right. I see her. I don't have the courage to go talk to her. Finally, like on the third night, I get a couple of red stripes in me. I'm going to go and talk to her. I see her in the corner of the bar hooking up with this Rastafarian guy, this Jamaican guy. She's rubbing his junk. She's all over this guy, and I am just heartbroken. And my confidence the entire week just went down the tubes, man.
Once
it was traumatic.
Tried, you could forget about it, man.
Yeah, here's you.
Exactly. Hey, Jamaican Mike.
And there she is.
Yeah, I need that comparison again. That's too good.
The white guy.
White guy in Jamaica.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And the guy that she was with at the bar.
Anthony.
Yo.
How are you?
I was down in Jamaica a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there I am. I hook up with these two girls, and I meet one of the guys, the entertainment guy of the resort I was at.
Uh-huh.
And we end up going back to their room, having some fun with the girls. I see this guy's hammer come out.
Oh, yeah?
It's the biggest thing I have ever And like a sleeping Doberman, when they wake up and they just get up. The damn thing just stood up and looked at me. I said, oh, my God. I had to get the hell out of there. I lost it. I just walked out of the room. See you later, precious.
Oh my God,
Darren, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's going
We're
on?
Doing all right. Yeah, I got a friend who's a waiter, and he's got a buddy at work, Jamaican guy. He's got into a contest in his country for the biggest penis. They have these contests down there in little village, and guess what, guys? He came in third place.
What? Oh man!
I mean, if I go down there, I'll have to enter the women's competition, and I'll probably lose. Thanks, guys.
Terrible.
Right, take care.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Junkzilla.
Ed, what's up?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
You're going to make me drive off the road. I was down in Jamaica and at one of these all-inclusive resorts. And they have this guy, the body man,
who took us all on a picnic. There were five guys, five white guys.
Picnic night. Yeah, picnic.
Or so we thought. There were five white guys, five white girls, and the body man. He takes us out into the ocean, into like thigh deep water. And we start these drinking games with rum punch and everything.
Yeah.
Well, one thing leads to another, and everybody starts to get naked. And, of course, what happens when white guys go in the ocean? They get the turtle head. So there are five of us standing there. I've never been more humiliated in my life. He takes down his shorts. There's a long line of women waiting to get it on with him, and the rest of us are standing there drinking rum punch.
That's great, man. That's great.
Why never the hell would you drop down life. There?
That's great.
Why would you? Why would you take off your trunks? Let's say if you know you have a turtle head.
Biggest mistake of my life. He said if you wanted to stay there, you had to take your shorts off.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. It eliminates the competition.
Exactly. Yeah. That's their plan. They get Whitey down there. And take advantage of
you. You humiliate him, man. That's what I did.
God damn, you guys are hilarious.
That's awful.
Mark.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
Oh, man, I went into the CVS like 2 weeks ago. And they said, oh, hey, your wife's got pictures. Do you want to pick them up? I said, yeah, sure. What the heck? She was down in Jamaica. I'm in the car, man. She's down there with her girlfriend. I got pictures of her, her girlfriend, and Long Dong Silver laying in the bed.
Oh, laying in the bed?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with this now? You know what I mean?
Oh,
I pulled
man.
The picture out. She hasn't said anything. I don't even know. And I'm saying, okay, fine. Who took the damn picture? You guys are killing us.
Maybe they had the camera set up on a tripod and he just hit it with his slung.
I think he was holding it with the end of his slung because I couldn't see the tip of it.
Wow.
That's funny, Mark.
Oh, dude, man. It's the Jamaican Hearts Lonely Club today. You're killing us.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
God bless you, man.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, man. Lewis.
Hey. What's up, guys?
What's
all
up,
right, Louis?
Hey, man, I went to Jamaica around 2 years ago, and I'm hooking up with this black Jamaican girl, mm-hmm. and she's telling me that I'm the first white guy she's ever had, right? Think that yeah. I'm good and stuff. And I whip it out, and it's all ready. I'm ready to go, and she says, wait a minute, you need some Viagra? I got some Viagra in the bag. I'm like, what do you mean Viagra? I'm like, this is me, man. What are you talking about? She's like, no, I got some Viagra. Hold on, wait a minute.
Not so, man.
All right,
man.
All right, you guys rule, man.
All right, thank you.
Later.
Oh, man, this is too fun today.
It's awful.
Hey, Rod.
Yeah, guys, what's happening?
How are you?
All right, I'm doing good. Hey, let me tell you something. I was taking my girl down to Florida in a couple weeks, and I figured I'd give her a little special surprise, go over to Jamaica. So I was going to go get the tickets this weekend. Let me tell you something. I got one thing to say to you, Tracy, because I know you're listening. Disneyland! You're going to Disneyland! You are not getting unleashed in the land of the Caribbean Cyclops. Shot!
There you go.
Not happening.
Orlando, man, that's it.
You are staying
don't
continental,
scared,
baby. I still love you, but you know, we just gotta make sure we keep hold of what
no,
we got.
Go to Jamaica and have fun, man. Don't be scared.
Alright, Rod.
Alright, guys, all right, be good.
Bye. Okay. Closest she's gonna get is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Disneyland.
And unlike Disney, it's not a small world in Jamaica, man. All right, man, we got to take a break.
Yeah. Wow.
That's great, man.
That's horrible, man. Oh, why would a guy go down there? Why would a crazy white boy go down?
Oh, this guy.
To Jamaica.
And look at this clip. I've seen this clip.
Oh, what's the guy that lifts stuff with his schlong.
Yeah.
The guy looks weak.
I mean, I could understand you're a single guy, maybe. You want to go down there and smoke more pot than you've ever smoked in your life. That's one thing. But if you got a chick and you go down there, you're insane. Or if if you let your chick go down there alone or with one of her girlfriends. Like, that's going to help. Oh, she'll go with a girlfriend.
They'll protect each other.
No.
Skewered like shish kebab, the two of them. Like a piece of beef and a pepper on a skewer. That's it, man.
Quick break, and we'll be back.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
And this one's for the kids.
The kids out there.
Yeah, because you guys know that I do a lot of elementary schools. I do. I like to come in, sing some cute little songs to the
great.
Kids.
Sure.
You and Barney.
One thing I feel is that I really need to stress to the kids that they can be anything they want when they grow up. And I tell them, no, I'm serious. They can be doctors or lawyers. Mm-hmm. Or what. And I say it's fun to use your imagination. So I tell the kids that they can... They could be a superhero if they want.
Oh, very nice.
Any kind of superhero they want.
Isn't that cute?
They can even make up their very own superheroes.
Okay.
So I play this. This is for all the kids. Seriously, if there's kids listening, it's just for them. This is really not for adults. If I could be a superhero, I would be Awesome Man. I'd fly around the world fighting crime according to my awesome plan. And if I saw criminals trying to lie, hurting other people and making them cry, I'd haul them off to jail in my awesome van. 'Cause I would be Awesome Man. Yeah. Then I say, kids, now you know, we all know that when people offer you drugs and alcohol, like me, you just say no, right? If I could be a superhero, I would be a drug-free boy, telling the world of the evils of drugs and all of the lives they destroy. Well, I take all the junkies getting so high with their needles and bongs and their sticks made of tie. As I burn them alive, I would squeal with joy, 'cause I would be drug-free boy. If I could be a superhero, I'd be immigration dude. I'd send all the foreigners back to their homes for eating up all of our food and taking our welfare and best jobs to boot, like landscaping, dishwashing, picking our fruit. I'd pass a lot of laws to get rid of their brood, 'cause I'd be immigration dude. And I have the kids imagine what superhero they would be. They could be any superhero. If you could be a superhero, would you be Justice Guy? Making sure people get what they deserve, especially women who lie. Like if a wife left her husband with three kids and no job to run off to Hawaii with some doctor named Bob, you could skin them and drain them of blood so they die. Especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Or you could be more subtle. I didn't mean to be vague. Give her the mad cow disease. Let him die of the plague. As long as they suffered for their horrible lie. Especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Yes, then you would be a superhero like me.
Steven Lynch!
There you go. That one's for the kids.
I like that.
That's cute. You can just picture them all running around like they're flying, listening to the song with their cute little
blankets,
costumes on. Yeah, a little cape, right, little cape stuff. Cape. Sure,
yes. Maybe iron on some letters under their little peaches.
Yeah.
Opie and Anthony.
What do you think this show is?
It's a mix between a curious bemusement and outright horror.
It's absolutely disgusting.
It's awful.
Filth and trash.
It's really bad, but it's really good.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Truly tasteless and not funny.
N-E-W.
Opie. Anthony. 1027. W-N-E-W.
yesterday.
Oh, we forgot about the biggest story of the day.
Yeah.
We're having so much fun today.
Yeah.
Ruben Rivera.
What an idiot.
This, you know, I read this today in the papers, and I can't believe this is true.
I've known people like this, though. They jeopardize something very good for something stupid.
But why? Does he need the money that bad?
I guess
I don't really get this.
He does.
If you haven't heard, great story coming out of Tampa. It says there's no room in the Yankees clubhouse for a thief.
Yeah.
A thief.
A thief.
So you're thinking thief. Is it one of the ball boys?
Uh-huh.
Maybe like the running coach?
Who's thieving?
Who's thieving?
Who's thieving?
That message was sent loud and clear to Ruben Rivera last night.
Ruben Rivera? Why would he be thieving?
When GM Brian Cashman released the outfielder, who was, according to multiple organizational sources, caught stealing a glove from Derek Jeter late last week. He's stealing Derek Jeter's stuff. Why? The guy's making a good salary to be on the Yankees.
Because it's sports memorabilia, Opie. Very lucrative market for a Derek Jeter's glove. You know?
That's twisted. It says, even though Rivera returned the mitt to Jeter on Saturday, the damage was done.
Yeah.
There's no lower form of life in a big league clubhouse than a thief.
Who said that?
I don't know. It says several items also disappeared from Roger Clemens' locker this spring.
Oh, boy.
The guy's going through everyone's lockers and stealing crap. So they I guess the team voted.
Yeah.
And they unanimously decided that he has to go.
They voted him off the island? Who's
going to
win
island
at the end? I bet Clemens walks away with the whole thing. I bet he wins. Because who's getting voted off next?
I'm going with the old guy.
Yeah?
Don Zimmer.
Dan Zimmer.
I'm going with Zimmer.
He'll be like Rudy. As long as, I don't know if there's any faggots on that Yankee team, but I don't want any near me. I was a Navy SEAL, and I didn't have to share no room with no faggot or queer.
Ready for this? Rivera forfeits $1
million. $1 million. $1 million he's going to make, and he's pilfering gloves to sell off to some sports memorabilia guy.
Yeah.
He's making deals.
Jeremy, what's going on?
Hey, I was checking out eBay for some of this stuff, guys, and I saw El Duque selling Jeter's hubcaps on there.
Ouch.
It's a complete set.
Well, that sucks. So then Joe Torre summoned a meeting late yesterday afternoon to help decide Ruben Rivera's fate. Blah, 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 and everyone voted to kick him off the team. And that's pretty much it. He's a thief, and they caught him.
I think if it was anyone else, maybe someone a little more valuable, you think they would have, you know, gotten him some help and spun it that way. The guy's got a problem. He needs some help. And, you know, we stand behind him. No, because it's either you're a scumbag that gets kicked off the team now, or you're a poor guy that needs a little help.
How do you show your face in the locker room after that, though?
I know. Everyone's stowing away their gear.
Even if they said, hey, man, you can stay on the team, you got to leave.
You got to make jokes like sign your jock strap and throw it at him. See what you could get for this. You know? Okay.
I'll do it.
Ruben, it's done with. It's done with. Look, I got a money-making proposition for you. I got a money-making proposition. I need Derek Jeter's glove. Derek Jeter's glove. Folks, you're not going to get a better deal like this. Pilfered right from the locker room. No money down. Ruben, you gotta help me out. I got a short list. I need all this stuff in gym mint 10 condition. Gym mint 10 condition. I need the big unit sperm sample. I need a sperm sample from the big unit. I'm opening up my own memorabilia store after Shop at Home fired me. I need a sperm sample. And then I need nail clippings from David Cohn. And I need Michael Jordan's toe jam. Michael Jordan's toe jam. Can you get me some used toilet paper from Jason Giambi?
Jesus.
Go into the goddamn locker room. Go in. Wait till he wipes, and then distract him before he flushes the toilet. Just go, hey, Jason, business yours over here. He'll get up, grab the TP, send it to me, done with. Be dialing my number when you get it. We're going to have a disgusting body fluid blowout on Chopping Hole. I want Daryl Strawberry's crack pipe. Daryl Strawberry's crack pipe. Get it for me, Ruben. Oh, here's what I got one on my list. Sarah Hughes, Olympic gold medal skater. Little Sarah Hughes has used tampon.
Oh,
I need it.
God.
You know the demand for this? Look, I'm going to unwrap a tampon right now. Look at it. It's white. Worthless. Worthless! If I get a red tampon, I need Yogi Berra's. I need...
You better get the pee.
I need Yogi Berra's stained underwear. I need his stained underwear. Don't be getting me clean ones, Ruben. I need them to look like a f***ing shoeshine rag. I need something very important from Thurman Munson. A piece of Thurman Munson. Could you get it for me? Get me some of... You went with the glove. Get me some of Derek Jeter's f***ing stained sheets. I want big yellow f***ing stains all over that. I know we f***ing everything that moves. And I'll throw in the Mark McGwire rookie card for the f*** of it. I need Joe Torre's cancer. I need Joe Torre's f***ing cancer. Send me a tumor, I'll send you a check. Send me a tumor, I'll send you a check. Be dialing, Root. I need Ted Williams' liver. Ted Williams' liver. Be dialing. Wrap it up in a wax pack. It's a blowout. It's an organ f***ing blowout. Look, Ruben, I'm a little short. I'm going to have to pay you on stretch pay. Half now, half later. Half later.
Scott, what's going on?
Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, I got Billy Martin's liver in a jar of formaldehyde.
And Billy Martin's liver?
I got some Thurman Munson memorabilia.
What do you got?
I got proof that he was a member of the Al-Qaeda because he knew how to fly, just didn't know how to land.
Oh.
That ain't even funny, Scott.
Oh.
Oh, come on. It's been like 20 years. Isn't that the rule?
Billy's right.
You're right. I think it was 23 years,
but he
right?
tied it in with something recent, so it's not funny. I know the rules. I need some AIDS from Greg Louganis. Olympic diver Greg Louganis. Bring me some of his AIDS if you could.
I don't care how you get it.
I don't care. Take a popsicle stick and shove it in his and get me a culture. Get me some kind of culture so I can have his AIDS. Get me Joe Theismann's shin bone. I don't care if he's still working. Get me Theismann's shin bone. Remember when that thing snapped and we all watched and went, holy. A thousand times.
All right. John wants to talk
LT
to you.
LT hits him, snaps his leg, holy. 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 Get me LT's crack pipe while you're at it. I need Lou Gehrig's disease. Get me Lou Gehrig's disease. Get me Lou Gehrig's disease. Get me Lou Gehrig's disease. Guilty handsome snap. Holy.
All right. Kevin wants to say something to you. Kevin.
Hey, Don, I got a special deal for you. How would you like to get Muhammad Ali's colostomy bag?
Get Muhammad Ali's colostomy bag in Jim Minton condition. Jim Minton condition. I'll take it. Get me John Crook's testicle. I need John Crook's testicle. Ouch. That hurts just saying it. Hurts just talking about it.
Someone wants to know if you want George Brett's hemorrhoids.
I also need Brian Piccolo's cancer.
Jesus.
Brian Piccolo's cancer. LT hits and snap. Holy. Thousandth goddamn time. How many times did we have to see it?
Talk to Frank, Don.
Frank, you're on the damn list. Shop at home.
I got John Rocker's KKK hoodie.
John Rocker's KKK hood? Holy.
I also got the Nancy Kerrigan pipe.
I don't think that guy likes the. John Rocker doesn't like the.
I got a.
He hates the. Talking about not riding on the subway here in New York City because he doesn't want to be with the. Don West isn't a big fan of the. But they make great sports cards and sports figures and make a lot of money. Tiger Woods, lot of money. Nice enough guy, but he's a...
Oh, Don.
Hey, it could have been anything. Look, I'll take away the beep. But he's a nice guy. See? I played the tape back.
Rob, what's up?
And besides, he's half chink. I got Dave Dravecki's arm.
Wait.
Dave Dravecki's arm for sale. Be dialing, people. Start your own Sports Stars arm collection.
David, what's going on?
Don, I need a special deal for this one, man. You better be ready to step up to the plate.
All right, Dave, what you got?
I've got Lance Armstrong's right cancerous nut. Picked it up in Paris right on the Tour de France, baby.
Get the f*** out of here. David, you've got a buyer here in Don West. All I want to know is there sometime, some way I'll be able to get the pair.
The pair? We can work it out. I hear this stuff spreads. 2 months for the price of one.
Holy cow. Do you want to keep going, Don? They're really coming in like crazy.
Well, if there's some valuable items that Dan might be able to use right. On my own shop at home thing, put it through.
Jason.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, I got a special for you guys. I got a scab from Magic Johnson's Legion.
No. Mike, Magic Johnson scabs.
Legion, guys.
Magic Johnson scabs. Start your own scab store. We're blowing them all out. Come on, folks. If the phone isn't up to your ear dialing right now, kill yourself.
Yeah, okay, Rick.
Rick wants me to sell Bryce Flory's eye.
Holy cow.
He's sadistic.
Oh, God.
Brand new item just in, people. Be dialing. We got plenty. We're not going to run out of this one. Give me 5 minutes on the clock. We're selling parts of Dale Earnhardt.
Oh.
This is going all night.
I don't think it's been 20 months on that one, Don.
All parts available. Each one stamped with the Intimidator's own number 3. Not too intimidating when it's just a finger or two. But all put together, this guy kicked some f***ing ass. He didn't intimidate turn 3, did he?
Jesus.
Michelle Kwan's nose, get it. Get it, I'll pay. I want to make the Don West Tunnel.
Carlos has something for
but
you.
With a nose like that, I think
yeah,
she was
how
a...
Doing? I got a...
But she's not, she's a...
Carlos, what do you got for the Don West show?
I have Daryl Stingley spine and 2-for-1 Roberto Clemente and Aaliyah last plane tickets.
Oh.
Definitely not long enough.
Balloon Knot. Joe, what's up?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I got Bob Ojeda's scalp and the dock that it stuck to.
Holy Jesus. A Bob Ojeda reference. Oh, God, are you heartless. And the dock is stuck to. Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
I think that was the showstopper right there.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that'll stop it, all right.
A Bob Ojeda reference on the O&A show today. Wow, who saw that coming? Oh, my God. Don, you're going to want to go to line four. Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I got Mark Tremura's Babysitter's Virginity.
Mark Tremura's Babysitter's Virginity.
Yep. That and Fuzzy Zeller's skin cancer.
Fuzzy Zeller's skin cancer.
Jesus, guys.
Holy I'll take it. Ladies and gentlemen, right now this is a one of a kind. One of a kind. It's Will Chamberlain's Will Chamberlain's It's big, it's black, it's his And from what I hear, it's been used a lot. Used a lot. You could spend all night just counting the veins on this thing. Oh, yeah. It'll be a hobby for the evening. Count the veins on his big black Will Chamberlain's Look, I'll start 1, 2, 5, 1,000. I can't keep count. There's too many veins on his Too many veins. Will's. LT hit some snap.
All right.
Len Bias' exploding heart.
Oh.
We got it. Oh. What? Oh, that's now you're touchy.
I thought we were following your rule. Not enough time.
Don't make me say Dennis Bird's vertebrae.
Whoa. He's still walking okay.
Oh, but better than Christopher Reeve.
Right. All right. So where were we? Ruben Rivera's a thief. That's right. Yeah.
You're going to need a bag to take this home with you. It's Lyle Alzado's steroid-riddled brain. Lyle Alzado's brain. Ain't much of it. Looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. And the bandana wrapped around his head when he was dying.
What, did we go too far?
That's effing brilliant, Anthony.
What, eh?
Effing brilliant.
Beating that dead horse.
All right.
Oh, God.
I think we've covered all the bases.
We're selling the Payne Stewart trip of death. Bring your jacket, it's going to be chilly.
Oh, my God.
Who's flying? No one. They're dead.
All right. Here we go.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
All right.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Yes. Hi. Is this the program director?
No. Who's this?
Oh, okay. No, I just have a little bit of a complaint.
All right. Who's this?
Well, no. Hi. My name's Paul. The two gentlemen that are on the radio now.
Paul, I'm just an intern. Let me get the program director you want.
Yeah, or somebody, please.
Okay. Hold on a minute, please.
I just want these guys to...
Engineering.
Hi, engineering. How are you? Could you guys do me a favor?
What's the problem?
Give you guys $100 cash under the table to pull a plug on them two blabbermouths. Tell them to play some music.
Oh, you want programming? This is engineering, sir.
Oh, programming, please.
Oh, please hold.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, do me a favor. I'll give somebody in programming, whoever it is, I'll give them like $500 under the table to shut these guys up for a little while, play some music or something.
What are you talking about? This is the Jock Lounge.
This is whose house?
The Jock Lounge.
Oh, the Jock. Oh.
Where the DJs hang before they go on the air.
Oh, no, they keep transferring me around. I want to talk to somebody. I mean, these guys are a little bit ridiculous today. You know, let them, they call themselves disc jockeys. Let them throw on some discs.
All right, hold on a minute.
Something.
You want the PD or the general manager?
I guess the program director would be fine. I'm not here to bother the general manager.
Maintenance.
Ha, ha, ha.
Hello.
That's great. You guys are great. Okay. Very funny. That's pretty cool.
Maintenance.
But, yeah, you guys keep ping-ponging me around. Is there any way to shut those two dudes up?
You want programming, sir.
Sure, why not? I'll hang out and play the game. Go for it.
Programming.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to talk to somebody to keep Tweedledum and Tweedledum just a little bit quieter and play some more tunes. Is that possible?
Who's Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
No, Tweedledum and Tweedledum. And them two yahoos you got blabbering on the radio, they sound like two old women from Long Island. Is there any way to keep them quiet, you two GJs, and just play a couple of more tunes? Is that possible?
So you're looking for programming?
I don't know who they got me looking for now. Where did I get now?
No, I apologize. We're having a problem with the phone system. Can you hold on one last second?
Hey, no problem. I'm cool.
All right, hold on.
You've reached 1-900-SUCK-MY- Hot gay male sex. If you like big f**ks up your ass, stay on the line. You'll get a hot right in your mouth to blow all over that face of yours.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
To our next guest.
Oh, brother. Is this another installment of Has-Been Corner?
Hey, it might turn out to be.
Yeah. What is this guy pushing? Remember LeBeau, the French guy that always made the strudel for Schultz so he would let him do things?
The gay guy.
Is he gay?
French gay, whatever.
Oh, Jesus. No, no. The French guy from Hogan's Heroes.
What's his real name?
God, Robert Clay? Correct? I don't know.
Well, Robert. Well, okay. Plunk him down so we could say hi to him.
Robert.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Who are you? Are you Opie or Anthony?
We're both on the phone right now.
One who's talking right now, who is that?
Oh, that's Anthony.
That's Anthony.
Yes.
Lovely name.
How are you?
I'm fine, Anthony.
You know, I remember, I look back with such fondness on Hogan's Heroes.
Wow.
And
I'm trying to remember which one he was.
Oh, that's Opie.
That's Opie.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which one you were.
Well, why don't you just look at the book or just watch it tonight, then you know who I am.
Opie?
Were you the gay guy on Hogan's Heroes?
Opie, don't give me that dumb thing.
Stop it
with gay guy. There were no gay guys.
I'm sorry,
Robert. Is that your thing you're going to do?
That's what Opie's like. I'm sorry, Robert.
Then tell him to shut up.
You know, shut up, Opie. You know something? I don't think he was as big a fan of Hogan's Heroes.
It doesn't matter, but he doesn't have to say
the guy
dumb
won,
things.
The guy won, the guy with the
shut up, Opie. Let Anthony talk.
The guy with the little...
The beret.
The beret, the cute little gay hat.
No,
well,
it was...
Will you stop
Opie,
again?
Stop
What's
it.
Your problem, Opie?
No, I'm just asking stop if that
what
was
is
you.
Your problem, Opie? Tell me.
Was that you?
No, just tell me first, what is your problem about gay people?
Really, Opie?
Oh, you're really gay?
No, you're really gay, because you keep on mentioning it.
Right, Opie.
I just said you were the gay
Opie,
guy at Hogan's Heroes.
Let Anthony talk
Robert,
to me.
I apologize for Opie.
I didn't know you were really gay. I just thought you were the gay-looking
gay
guy.
Gay is something that was very happy in years ago when I was a young kid. And if you want that kind of interpretation, yes, I'm very happy.
So you're a very happy gay fella.
Oh, shut up, Opie.
Opie, enough. Leave Robert alone.
And he's laughing? He's laughing at his dumb jokes?
See, he's laughing.
The dumbest jokes I've ever heard is...
Thank you, Robert.
Wizard, kid. Nobody cares about gay or not gay these days.
Right.
Just shut up, Opie.
Robert, are you going to bring in a gingerbread house for us?
Was that Opie again?
Yes.
I'm not going to answer it.
Good.
I'm just going to talk to you, Anthony. If you make sense, I will answer you. If you don't make sense... Just too bad.
No, I understand that. I apologize for Opie again. Like I said, I was the big fan of Hogan's Heroes. And
got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
Opie, enough.
You know what's going to happen. If he continues like this, I'm just going to hang up. It's not worthwhile.
No, Robert, that's not
why I'm doing this interview.
Of course.
I have written a book that is very dear to me.
See?
And if he's going to make fun of all this things, who cares? Then I better hang up because I'm not going to have any.
Now you got Robert cursing.
Like
exactly.
Yeah, Robert, don't curse.
I appreciate the work you've done, and like I said, you brought joy to so many people over the years. I loved.
You like that, don't you, faggot?
Hello.
Oh, Jesus, Opie, would you stop it? Opie is being a jackass, if I may.
Well, he is a jackass.
Say that.
He's not being
Robert.
One. He is a jackass.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. I don't even know what he looks physically, but he is a jackass. Because nobody will keep on doing those things that he's doing.
I know. I apologize.
I'm much more polite than you are, OP.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just be quiet and let somebody with intelligence talk to me.
Robert,
thank you.
I made a grave error and I apologize to you. I was a big fan of Hogan's Heroes.
It was a great show. It was odd. I just want to know a little something about how you were cast in that show now and your opinion of it, being not many people know.
You're a kid toucher.
Opie. Not many people know that you're Jewish.
Yeah, well, I never hid that I was Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
When I first arrived in America, I never hid that because I'm very proud to be Jewish.
Right.
The way I got cast in the show, I was in Los Angeles, and my agent went to see the producer, the producer Ed Feldman, and was asking who else he needed in the, for the pilot. And the producer said, "See, I need a Frenchman." And my agent said, "Robert Clary is in town," because I was living in New York at that time.
Yeah, don't just
and
stare
said,
at
Bring
it.
Him.
Eat
That's
it.
Exactly who I want. And I didn't read. The next day, I went to see Ed Feldman. He said, "The part is yours."
Ah, there you go. How did you feel though about being in a sitcom that had Nazis and swastikas on the set?
Yeah, well,
it looks like I'm a wreck. It's
an actor. And actors, most actors work very little. They're very few highs, very lots of lows.
Right.
And you accept jobs because you're an actor. You're going to accept. Secondly, even though I was in concentration camps and I was for 3 years practically dying through the Nazism.
You were in a concentration camp. Now, you were captured by the Nazis.
I was arrested by the French policemen, sent to camps in Paris, and then sent to Germany. By the Nazis. And my parents were...
Opie. And you were sent to...
You know something? I'm going to hang up. I really cannot stand that kind of thing. It's not my cup of tea. I don't like those kind of jokes. I think it's if he makes fun because I was in concentration camp, he makes some laughing tracks. Then
Robert, I understand.
I don't need that to plug my book. I worked a lot of years to write something that I believe in and truthfully. And if I'm gonna
exactly,
is that supposed to be sexy?
I don't need him.
Exactly.
I don't need
Robert,
that kind of thing. I will resent.
I apologize because for some reason this happens every time we get a guest on the phone. He's got to be a jackass.
Well, get rid of him.
I try to...
Let me ask you a question. The public who listens to your show likes what he does?
No.
I mean, who does he cater to? The 5-year-old kid?
Go
who
pretty,
he does?
F yourself!
Pretty much, Robert. It's.
Well, then let me find a kid's show on television and let's be happy with that.
He's got what they call a sophomoric sense of humor that...
It doesn't work
that
for
I
me.
I don't appreciate personally.
It doesn't work for me. I have much more class than that. I cannot offend people like it.
I am not only interested in Hogan's Hero stories, but the From the Holocaust to Hogan's Heroes book, the autobiography of Robert Clary. That
I'm telling you, I'm going to hang up. You're going to feel sorry. I really one more laugh out of you.
See,
and I'm hanging up because I really don't care.
Exactly, and well, you shouldn't. You
Opie, just shut up.
You've been
getting very mean right now.
You've been through quite a bit, and. You've made quite a name for yourself.
You're a little bitch. That's right. You're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to soften you.
Yes, Rob. Yes, Robert. I'm sorry.
It's very nice talking to you, but I really don't want to.
Hey, goodbye.
Robert. Hello. God, is that awful? There it is. Mark, interview with Robert Clary. He liked me. Good DJ, bad DJ. Why don't you call the publicist and see how
that works? Stop! Don't even!
God!
And, Rick, I will give you $100 on the spot if you get him back on the phone.
Don't, because I can't take this anymore. Wait. Too, when you played the can laps. And he just stopped dead in his tracks. Worse than playing can laps after someone says their mother died of a bleeding stomach.
Well, I think we should.
The guy's telling about how he was captured by the Nazis.
Well, I think we all should go to his restaurant in Brooklyn and make it up to him.
He's got a restaurant?
Oh, that's the other Frenchie.
Oh, you idiot. Wow.
Well, Rick is trying to smoof things over.
Smoof things over? You played laughter over his concentration camp story. There's no smoothing anything over.
He should have a sense of humor. He was in...
Sense of humor?
He was in Hogan's Heroes. What do you think that show was about?
Well, okay.
That's fun-loving Nazis.
That's true. Holy Jesus Christ.
God. Yeah, Rick's back in the studio. What happened?
He's online.
Oh.
He wants you to apologize.
Robert?
Yes.
I was talking with Opie during the time since you hung up and now, and I'm sorry, and I believe he owes you an apology.
He owes me to close his mouth and not open it.
Right.
That's what, if he does this, I will continue. Otherwise, forget it. I will hang up again.
I completely understand, right?
I am not a slave. I am not a moron. I'm not a kid. And
exactly.
He can have his jokes with somebody else, not with me.
You know, somebody who's been through as much as you doesn't shouldn't have to put up with
even if you
juvenile,
didn't do anything.
Juvenile shenanigans.
Looks like you're really...
The easiest jokes in the world to call everybody a fag? What is that?
Exactly.
It's terrible for the homosexuals to do what he does. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I understand.
And I hope that's on the air.
Now, well, let's, you know something, let's smooth this over and get back to talking about you, your book, your career, because I'd rather talk about that than dwell on what an idiot Opie is being.
I hope so. I hope I hope he's not going to say anything, because I'm telling you,
yeah.
I will hang up again.
I understand. What other things can we look for on the book? Because not many people know you have a very interesting life.
The book is my life story, my youth in France.
In France.
A huge family. I'm the 14th of the last children of my parents. Very poor family with a great childhood anyway.
You had a great childhood. Now wasn't this at the time that the war was going on?
Well, I was born in 1926, and the war started in Europe in 1939.
Right.
Which means I was 13 years old when the war started in France.
Yeah.
When the German occupied France in 1940, then in 1941, we Jews had laws, we had rules. We had to wear a yellow Star of David, we had curfews, we could not do anything, and suddenly eventually we got all arrested and sent to concentration camps, and mostly to gas chambers.
Oh my God! So
and I have like a 12, a 13 of my immediate family was deported.
Yeah,
and I'm the only one who came back. I was lucky to survive the 3 years I spent in concentration.
Now, how did you get? How did you escape?
Well, I was young. I was 16 years old when I was arrested. Goodbye.
Opie. Oh.
Holy Jesus.
All right, look. Turn that off!
One second.
Holy
Christ.
Well, he was stupid enough to call back. How bad does he need to promote his book?
Hold on, I can't breathe. Hold on.
He's the lead singer of Rammstein just before. I am mortified. I cannot believe you played. You know, I was expecting something. I never expected that.
We don't know what that was.
Holy crap.
And let's keep it that way. He thinks he knows.
1 second.
Look at this instant feedback we're getting. I'm amazed it took this long for a Frenchman to give up. He surrendered his phone call. Jesus Christ. That was probably... Let me just say this. I said this a lot. I am going to say it for the record. That is probably the worst thing you've ever done in the 8 years we have been together on the radio. That right there, worse than anything. The dead friend with the old lady, telling the kid there's no Santa... Nothing has been worse than what you just did. I am stupefied.
What about the Shirley, though?
Don't even try to come up with something.
Cindy Williams.
It's not even close. There's not even a close second. No.
He doesn't have a sense of humor. He was in Hogan's Heroes.
All right. You know something? I'll buy that. I'll buy that argument. The guy did. He went through what he went through, but then he went on a situation comedy about a Nazi prisoner camp. But that's the worst thing you've ever done on
even
this show.
Even worse than Dr. Smith 2 days ago?
Dude, Dr. Smith 2 days ago, nothing compared to what you just did. Matt from Long Island, the most uncomfortable radio I have ever heard. Holy ass, funnier than kneecap cancer. From Skidmark in Jersey with a callback. West Coast Dave disgusted. You're going to hell. You really are. He has to write after that.
Jim, what's up?
Opie, man, I got to go to church just listening to that. Holy
man.
Christ, you are out of your mind.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like I don't care if I'm in hell because you guys will be there, but Jesus, woo!
You know what I believe Opie thinks is the most horrid part of that whole thing? Mm. He's got to give Rick $100.
Yeah. Oh, crap, you're right.
I'm reading instant feedback from people that are horrified. Hitler's speech went beyond anything you've ever done. Oh, my God. And that's Tuttle. That guy's a scumbag.
What?
Wow.
He insulted me.
He insulted you?
Okay. Right?
Fine. However you sleep at night.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Make-A-Wish Foundation, National Office, please hold.
When you help me, a wish comes true.
Sorry about that hold. How can I help you?
Hi. This is John Huber. I was told to call back after the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You make wishes happen for sick kids.
Right. How can we help you?
Well, son Jonathan is dying.
What state does he live in?
New Hampshire.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to give you his local Make-A-Wish chapter.
Yeah, do you do things with celebrities?
Yes.
Where they can meet the celebrities and stuff?
Mm-hmm. We sure do. Let me give you a phone number. Are you ready?
Yeah, he wants to meet Pamela Lee from Baywatch.
Okay, well, let me give you the phone number to the chapter that would help him.
You think that's a possibility?
It depends on, you know, there's a lot of things that it would depend on. But first of all, let's get you going on his local chapter. They're the ones that would be working with him.
All right, well, it's just a simple request. Jonathan just wants to see Pam.
Right, okay, let me give you this phone number to call.
Want to see Pam giving me oral favors before he dies.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, let me give you this phone number.
You think that would be possible?
It might be. But you need to get it going, so let's give you this phone number and give them a call.
Okay.
It's area code 603.
So you honestly think that he could see Pamela giving me a...
What?
That's what... Hello?
Get your balls out! Clap your ass up! Get your penis! It's today!
That could be the gayest thing I've ever heard.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
We're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Opie and Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
Yeah! Hey, listen to the excitement in my voice, Anthony. What did I say about our next guest an hour ago, Anthony? What did I say?
You said, who is he?
Your favorite comedian. My favorite comedian, yeah. Without a doubt.
Man, thank you.
Funniest guy you'll ever see in a club.
Thank you so much, man.
And he works clean. So, Brian Regan, be funny.
Oh, look at him.
No, just kidding.
Be funny now.
Now.
Be funny immediately.
You know, it's like when you're on a flight. You know, I dread when the person next to you gets to that what do you do for a living question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you can either lie, and then you got to back up a lie, which could be 6 hours of torture.
I backed up a lie before it sucked.
You know, or else you can tell the truth, which is as torturous, if not more. more, you know?
Because
once you say, you know, you're a comedian, they just kind of look at you. They always, like, cock their head back, you know? It's always like, well, you know, even if they don't say it, the attitude is, well, it's time to prove this comedy thing to me.
Start to comede.
Prove it to me because I'm in the window seat. You know, who are you? I had a guy talk to me one time. He had seen me perform at Dangerfields here in New York years ago, and he's getting on the flight, and he recognized me from that. He wasn't even sitting next to me. He was sitting behind me. You know how high those seats are.
Yeah,
and the guy wanted to have a conversation with me for the whole flight, you know. Hey, have you ever met Rodney Dangerfield? You know, he can see, like, my eyebrows. Well, you know, he does come into the club sometimes. What's he like? Can we stop talking? Yeah. Can we stop talking?
You got to do that thing where you just kind of cock your head and you still can't see him. I don't know why you even bother turning your head a little bit.
Are you enjoying looking at my hairline?
Put the seat back and crush his legs.
It's like always that one that you think it's the last question. You know, there's like a little bit of a pause where, oh man, maybe we're done here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Does he do time when it comes in to Dangerfields? Why don't you go to Dangerfields and find out
for yourself and leave me the F alone? Oh man.
You were here like a while ago when we first, and it's funny that you're in here today because we were just having a little retrospective on our career here at NEW.
Mm-hmm.
And we were here for about,
I guess, 8 minutes when I was here.
True.
When I was here last
time. I believe you were our first guest ever on the show.
In New York, yeah.
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 And you were part of every phone call that would come in. Yes, we're new here at NEW, the new guys. Hi, how you doing?
You suck. F you. Put on some Skinner. Shut up. Shut up and play the music. Screw you. You suck. Hey, Brian, you're really funny. Screw you, Aldi and Anthony. You suck.
Play some Tall.
I know. I don't know what it is about people that just can't handle anything new, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, we're new. We're the new radio guys here at this hour. You are not what we are used to. Hello? I'm sitting here, and I'm used to something, and this is different from that. So stop the differentness. Isn't that right, honey? She's nodding yes.
Yeah, so we put up with that, which was really fun.
Yeah. Things have drastically changed, Brian. We don't play any music anymore.
No music?
No. NEW, the rock of New York. We don't play music anymore.
Oh, no.
Are you allowed to, just break in the song yourselves?
Yeah.
I don't think we've done that. We had a clip of Opie singing yesterday, and it wasn't very attractive, to tell you the truth.
And then people calling, that is not what we're used to.
Yeah, yeah. Please shut
up. Normally don't do that, so don't do that. This is not what I'm used to. This is different from what my normal daily experience is. Yeah. Like everything else in my life.
That's wow. Brian from a year and a half ago.
Voice from the past.
We have played that clip. Has to be 100 times.
Oh, man.
Has to be 100 times, man.
So no music. You guys just sit here and talk about the day. And
just yap and trade stocks and pretty much.
Yeah, we don't even talk about the day, usually, no.
Every once in a while you realize the mic is on. You got to come over and say something.
Yeah.
Sometimes an inadvertent curse goes out over. That's why they put us. Since you were here, we weren't even on a delay when you were here. We are now on, I swear to God, I drive home, I listen to the show. That's how much of a delay they have put us on now. Now, 40 seconds.
Oh!
See,
What did you say?
See, we're on a very long delay. Not only us, but there's a guy in a room down the hall, swear to God, who has two more buttons.
I actually walked by that room. It's like a big, giant, round button. It's about 3 feet in diameter. Yeah. And he just sits here and hits it every time. Every time he hears something bad coming through.
It's his circuit.
So that's press the button.
So that's what we've been up to the past couple of years. What have you been doing? Touring around?
Being a funny man? I want to curse.
Yeah, see, it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. I watched you do that, and I could, it just seemed like, can I say
you never curse.
No, I don't.
We'll give you a curse.
Yeah, go ahead. Opie, get ready on the button.
No, but make it good.
Yeah.
If you're going to curse, make it good, because the three people on hold will hear it.
I just want to make sure that they're on the button, because...
Oh, you can't be fined by the FCC.
Damn!
Whoa!
Uh-oh. I hope they got that. I hope they got that, because...
You're out there, man.
Well, I feel bad, because it ain't, you know, you guys would be the ones off the air, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's okay.
If that were to slip through.
Ah, the electronic equipment never, ever fails. It's a wonder of technology.
I had a guy... I do work clean. I had a guy come up to me after a show one time. I used the expression pissed off. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I can say that here.
Oh, yeah.
You could say pissed off.
Which I thought was, you know, within the parameters of cleanliness. And this guy came up to me after the show just shaking his head no, saying, you know, I've always appreciated the fact that you work clean.
Oh, my God.
I brought my sister out. She likes clean comedy. And you had to say pissed off.
That's a little much.
I don't know what to do, you know. And I actually ended up taking it out of my act, you know. Like, man, I'm offending people left and right with my language.
You're crazy. It's like Showtime at the Apollo with you.
Jesus. I am out there riding the edge without a helmet. So, more of that language. If you come out, you're going to be hearing that kind of talk.
Doesn't work, Blue.
No.
Mm-mm.
I woke up the next day after seeing you, and I couldn't breathe. My ribs hurt. I was laughing so hard.
Thanks.
He was so beat hard. Up after he left.
Yeah, I got hijacked, but...
I was coughing. I was mad at your language or something and left the club beating everybody senseless. It was amazing.
Did you hear what he said?
Pissed off. I got to hit you now.
I brought my favorite nun. And he uses that kind of language? Somebody's going to pay.
Is that what the case is now in the audience? Because a lot of comics don't work clean, so you must get everybody that can only see clean comics. Busloads of handicapped children, nuns, what?
I don't know why they would need it to be clean. But yes, you know how they like clean comics. Actually, I don't really promote the fact that it's clean, because, you know, then people think it's like, you know...
Religious.
Yeah, you know, that it's like really too on a wholesome side, you know, and it's like I like to think what I do is, you know, I don't know. I don't want to pat myself on the back. I was going to use the word good, but I'm
good.
Self-serving. I think it's adequate.
I'm good.
That's what I tell clubs to put out on the marquee. Adequate comedy.
He's good.
Brian Regan, I'm good.
Yeah, like how they have reporters and names of critics that say how the act was. Yeah. Just put Brian Regan. Brian Regan says, I'm good.
Oh, no.
Make the retard face, put it on a poster, and have it outside the comedy clubs. I'm good.
I'm going to come out as being cocky now. I hope they hit the delay button on that, you know?
Oh, cocky?
No, you still haven't...
No, good. I don't want to be saying that. I'm all right, I guess.
You're
adequate.
Right. Yeah.
Adequate.
Adequate comedy.
More than adequate. My
anyway,
God, man.
Anyway.
You're trying to sell some seats over here.
They're probably,
for the love
Caroline's
of God,
listening, go,
oh, my God, he's saying he's adequate.
People are calling to cancel. You know, we were going to go see that guy, but adequate? I mean, is that worth a Saturday night?
Someone coming in that's a little more mediocre?
Is that adequate guy coming back to town soon? I never felt such an adequate show. So, you know, hopefully people, you know, do a little chuckling or whatever.
Sure.
They will. They certainly will. We had a whole discussion because of you. We played one of your tracks off your CD. Uh-huh. Are you still selling that CD anywhere?
Because
I had to order the damn thing.
Yeah, you can get it on the internet and stuff like that. And it's also in certain, you know, like certain music stores.
Yeah, one of the funniest CDs you'll ever hear.
There's
an Evel Knievel bit on there that made us discuss Evel Knievel all afternoon long.
Well, we probably grew up around the same time, so Evel Knievel was a huge thing on TV.
We had a discussion, Brian. Who was cooler, Evel Knievel or his son Robbie?
And we just figure Robbie's a, I don't know.
He's a puss. He doesn't jump like his father.
Guy.
Yeah. Because the father just didn't have shocks. He didn't have a ramp, really.
Computerized ramp, so they know exactly the angle. Evil just set up some plywood on some on a fence and then flopped on the concrete for a while.
I like the bales of hay at the end of this. What kind of safety feature is like... 8 stacks of, you know, little squares of hay stacked up at the end, you know. But they still do it. Robbie still
yeah, like that's
going to
help
some
you.
Hay when
you
he
go
went
headlong into that.
When he went over the Grand Canyon, you know, he fell off and don't worry, he hit the hay. He's all right, ladies and gentlemen.
Pillow soft, bales of hay. This stuff's like concrete, for God's sake.
They should take the medians down off the Long Island Expressway and just stack hay. Hey, from here all the way out to the tip of Long Island.
Ooh, that tractor trailer cut me off. I did 80 into the median. Thank God it was hay.
Honey, are you nodding off at the wheel? Sweetie, what are you worried about? They got hay. It's all stacked up.
They're replacing the airbag now. A big bale of hay shoots out of your steering wheel when you hit something.
Well, you know what I think is weird, too, about Robbie Knievel? First of all, Robbie, I mean, he that Grand Canyon thing, I saw it repeated the other night.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty, you know, no parachute, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, I don't know how deep it was. You know, maybe they picked a part of the Grand Canyon that was like 3 feet deep.
It's going to take another 6 billion years of water dripping for it to be impressive.
Yeah, right.
When the Grand Canyon is completed,
this would have really
been an impressive jump.
Yeah. No, I think it was deep in the whole 9 yards, you know. But he still wears his dad's clothes
mm-hmm.
when he jumps. That's what I think.
That's a little weird. Yeah.
You know, it's like that 70s red, white, and blue, you know, leather outfit, you know.
Viva Knievel outfit there.
The superhero outfit.
You know what I think? I don't think the whole Daredevil world is regulated. You know, there's no governing body, so they're getting away with murder. I saw a motorcycle jump show, you know, some Daredevil show, and they said this guy was going to jump. I think it was like 30 stretch limousines.
Yeah.
And then they show those stretch limousines, and they're all lined up side by side.
Yeah.
They're all touching each other.
Who cares that they're stretched?
You know, aren't Volkswagen bugs about the same width? You got to be kidding me. What does that have to do with anything, you know? So I'm surprised some guy doesn't, like, attempt to jump, like, an entire, like, Amtrak train, you know? Mm-hmm. But put the ramps up, like, on the side.
The side, you can do it on a bicycle.
Just, yeah. 37 cars, ladies and gentlemen.
Either that or we need a governing body for the thrill seekers out there.
There's got to be a body.
All right, let's take a break and breathe. Our guest today, Brian Regan. We love Brian Regan. look at the face he made.
Gee, golly. Jeepers, criming.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
They're hearing me. I help you?
Hi, they call. My name's Bill. I have a hearing problem.
Yes.
I need a hearing aid.
All right. May I send you some consumer information about that?
What?
I will be happy to send you consumer information about buying a hearing aid.
What was that, Missy?
I would be happy to send you a brochure on hearing aids.
They call. My name's Bill.
We don't sell hearing aids here.
What was that?
We do not sell hearing aids here.
What?
I can send you information about a hearing aid you may want to purchase.
One more time, what?
All right. I can send you information about a hearing aid you may want to purchase.
What?
Can I have your address?
They call. My name's Bill. I'm in the home.
How can I help you, Bill?
What?
How can I help you, Bill?
I need a hearing aid.
We do not sell hearing aids, Bill.
What?
We do not sell hearing aids.
Don't yell at me, Missy.
No, I wouldn't think of it.
I need information.
I understand that.
What? They call. My name's Bill.
Yes, I understand that, Bill.
I got a little rascal.
A little rascal, huh?
What?
And you got a last name, Bill?
Let me look at my license. Wait a minute.
Sure.
85 and still driving, Toots.
Okay. What does your license say your last name is, Bill?
Wisnowski.
Well, would you spell that, please?
Wisnowski. Bill Wisnowski.
I understand. Would you spell Wisnowski for me, Bill?
It's spelled like it sounds, lady.
W-H?
W-I-Z, like in whiz.
Okay.
N-O-W, like in now. And ski, like in what you do on the snow.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see that you get the information.
What?
I will see that you get the information.
One more time.
One more time. From the top.
What?
I'll see that you get the information.
Thank you, please.
All right.
They call my name's Bill.
Bill Wisnowski. I got it. I got it.
Who?
Happy New Year, Mr. Wisnowski.
Happy New Year's.
Hang in there.
Bye-bye.
Coming this spring.
On the Anthony Show.
Bikini Softball 2, The Return of WOW, Jim Norton's World Tour, Sex for Sam, WOW Stop, all coming this spring. On the Opie and Anthony Show. N-E-W.
We got to quickly go to the phones here. Kristen is dying to talk to Brian.
Hi.
Hey, Kristen, you're on the radio with Brian Regan.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I think you're the best ever.
Kristen, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love the bit that you do about the cobweb.
Right.
You're walking down the street. Kind of dumb to do on the radio.
I was just going to say. That's really kind of more visual. Bit to do on the radio, but it's really nice of you to say that you like it. Thank you.
He's doing it now.
Yeah.
Come on, Brian. Walk into the wind again for us. Come on.
I'll just do it and hopefully... And people out there can, you know, hopefully they laugh so hard they drive into a bale of hay. But, you know, it's just when you're walking down the street and, you know, you walk into a spider web, you know, it looks stupid because nobody else sees the web. They just see you walking off in the distance, suddenly flipping out for no reason whatsoever. You know, you're just walking along. You're pulling stuff off you. People going, what happened to him? That man... His behavior, it's different than what it was. So we are uncomfortable with that. I actually did that bit on the CD, which is very hard because the whole joke is completely visual.
Right.
So as I'm doing the CD, I had to try to explain with words like things that I would do, you know, like that. So, you know, you're sitting there flailing and grabbing things up. I'm going, oh, man, this is way too wordy. And I have another bit, you know, where like I have to wave, you know, that the visual in the joke is me waving. And then as I'm doing it for the CD, I realize nobody can see this. So I had to say, so you're just kind of, you know, waving uncomfortably there. I hope this is playing to the listeners. I just imagine people listening to the CD, what the hell is this guy talking about? Pulling stuff off his body and awkwardly waving.
I love the thing that you do where it's like, you too. The wrong thing.
Yeah, we love the you too.
You too. We say that all the time. You must get that all the time, Brian.
No,
people coming up to you.
It's a nice compliment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Kristen.
Oh, God damn, that's funny.
Thanks, man. You know the... on the CD, they have, you just do an hour and then they just, you know, put it together. It's seamless when you listen to it.
Sure.
But the producer wanted bit titles. I guess they can break it up into different bits, even though when you're listening, it doesn't fade out and go into the next joke. So he needed, like, bit titles, and there was a deadline for him. So I was in an airport, like, with a bank of payphones, and I had, like, this list of bit titles, you know, and there was, like, a businessman to my right and, like, this, you know, woman standing to my left, and I'm on the phone going, donut lady. Then stupid in school. Then feeling lousy. You just wonder what is this guy talking about?
Who's
man?
He talking to?
Do you still do donut lady in your act?
Sometimes. I don't usually... sometimes I do. I try to mix it up every show, you know, so it's a little bit different. But
yeah.
You know, because I feel bad for the... I feel bad for the donut ladies because people can't make up their mind, you know, when you go in there. I don't know what it is about buying donuts that make people freak out, you know, that they go in there... Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. I want a dozen donuts and
Huh. You got a lot of donuts. Okay, I'm going to start with four chocolate. I want two twisty goos. I want a lemon twirler. Two lemon twirlers. I want a honey Bavarian puff. No, I want a lifty crunch. No, I want two crunches. Get the ladder. I want a Bavarian apple twirl. Get the ladder.
Hey. Why don't you go out inside and think it over, huh? It's a big decision. Hey, can't blow donut day. But, I've come to the realization that the donut ladies know you got to do this. Because sometimes they do the subtraction for you in front of all the other customers and make you look like a moron, you know. You go in there. I'd like a dozen donuts. I'll start with seven chocolate. You have five left. Oh. Okay. If I order one more, then how many would I have left? How many would I have then, donut lady? That's what I need to know and now. I don't know how she does it. I think she's palming a clicker. I think she's cupping something. She's got a little ball and strike clicker back.
That's funny. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, what's going on today?
Hey, not too much. I just wanted to say, Brian, I really appreciate your humor, and I wanted to hear Cup of Dirt.
Cup of dirt.
That's a good bit too.
Yeah, we used to do that while I was in the army, back and forth. We talked. It was absolutely gutters and stitches.
Thank you so much, man. Well, I feel weird that I make a career out of how stupid I am and was. but what he's talking about is science projects. You know, I used to dread waking up the morning the science project was due. You know, your head would pop off your pillow. Oh no. That's due today. I had 9 months to work on it. I did nothing. I've got a cardboard box and a marker. You know, and you'd show up and all the other kids, you know, their parents made their projects, which I hated. You know, they're like backing them in on flatbed trucks. You know, the one kid with the volcano. He didn't know how to zip up his own pants, but he built the volcano. Wait, how'd you swing that? And then there was a kid with the solar system, you know, a bunch of styrofoam balls held together with coat hangers. Hey, you're breaking some new ground there, Copernicus. He's going, the big yellow one's the sun. The yellow one, the yellow one is the sun. Teacher's like, okay, what are these other planets? The big yellow one, the one in the middle, they refer it as the sun. They say, all right, calm down. The one in them, all right. So I didn't know what to do, you know. One year for my science project, I just brought in a cup of dirt, you know, hoping she'd know that I was an idiot and just walk right on past me, you know, just as long as I was holding something, you know, so I'm holding up this cup of dirt, hoping she'd walk by. But she stops right in front of me and goes, what do you have there, Brian? It's a cup of dirt. Just put an F on there and let me go home. She's like, well, explain it. Well, it's a cup with dirt in it. I call it cup of dirt. You should go ahead and move on now. You can go ahead and move on down the table now. Oh. I have to relive that every night.
Were you truly that stupid as a kid? Come on. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. Isn't that weird? Usually you're trying to lie at how smart you were. I gotta like, yeah, I can get my transcripts and prove it.
I swear I was a moron.
Nobody believed me. I'm telling you the God's honest truth. I was the stupidest kid ever.
Oh, this is great.
God damn.
Let's go to Steve. So many people want to say hi to you. Steve, what's going on, man?
Hey, Brian. Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
I want to tell you, you did a bit I saw on, like, the Comedy Channel a while back. It was, you were doing the school bit and how stupid you were and so forth, and the teacher came up to you and was doing the, can you do the plural of this word and the plural of that word? And you're going, the geese-esses and goose-esses and so forth.
Don't you love hearing people doing your bits all wrong?
Yeah. Okay. It's very flattering, man.
Hey, Steve, are you a Brian Regan cover band?
No, that's good, man. I appreciate the fact that you like that.
Excellent, man. I really do appreciate it. But, all right. Oh, and hey, listen, I was just down in Florida recently, and you guys were doing some Caddyshack bits earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually played on the golf course where they filmed it, called Rolling Hills Country Club.
I played there, too, man.
Yeah, it's down in Navy.
What
it's absolutely hysterical. You get up to the first tee, and you just, like, you start cracking up.
Hey, Whitey. Where's your hat? All
right. Well, thanks for letting me call, guys. I appreciate talking to you. Take it easy, Ryan. I'd hopefully see your show this week.
Thank you so much, man.
Bye-bye.
Where is that golf course?
In Florida?
It's either in Fort Lauderdale or between Miami and Fort Lauderdale, somewhere down there.
Mm-hmm. Bushwood. No gambling in Bushwood, sir.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm awake now.
You're awake?
I was laughing so hard at that cup of dirt bit that I got pulled over and I got a ticket for reckless driving.
You sure you weren't drunk?
Believe me. I was trying to get him to tune in and listen. And you guys, I had you on the radio as I was talking to him, and I was trying not to crack up in his face. And that kind of blew it. That's when I got the ticket. He just kind of went back to his car and said, stay here.
You got to learn how to control yourself, Frank. Especially when you got the law in your face. That's very kind of you. Thanks.
I used to watch you all the time when Comedy Central used to be good and used to do the stand-up.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know, you never get any good comedians on there. It's just one bad movie after another. Way back when you were on there all the time,
they do play the same old movies over and over again.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Frank.
Where can I find the CD?
It's you can just go into different music stores, or else you can go on the internet and just.
Do you have a web address I could get it from?
I should have that, but I feel like I'm living in the 1930s.
Frank,
I don't have an answering machine either.
Really?
No.
Nothing. Hey, Frank, I think we put a link up to on our website. You know, where you could find Brian Regan's CD.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All right, Do you have our website address?
What the? Yeah, I have your website.
Okay, all right.
Put him on hold. Somebody help this man.
All right, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. All right,
are you computer savvy?
I have a computer and all that, but I don't, you know.
No? Some people are funny. You can tell they just have a website just for money, and someone else is running it completely because they come on and try to plug it. It's like, the world website. It's w.com.
And then part of my name is in there, but I couldn't get my whole name, so I had to put like a middle initial.
The perfect example is Buddy Ebsen. We talked to Buddy Ebsen because, and he got this huge write-up in the paper about how she was the last interview, and it was on Howard's show. So we figured we would call Buddy Ebsen every day until he drops dead, so we would get some press on having the last interview. And this son of a bitch is still alive. This is months ago.
We gave up on the bit.
So we were calling him every day, and it was really Buddy Ebsen. You know, we had his home phone number, and he'd be like, well, doggy. And we thought we had it, because do we have the original Well Doggy anywhere?
Do we have it on there?
You've got to hear this.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. We haven't done this in a while.
We thought for sure he was going to go.
All right, so this is Well Doggy
about 5 years ago.
No,
not even four?
3 years ago.
Three, really?
Yeah, this is Buddy Ebsen, 3 years ago.
Well Doggy.
Now, that's pretty good. That was over the phone. We called him, and he sounded perfectly healthy. One more time, if we can get the...
Well Doggy.
Wow. All right.
Man.
So now we call him, I guess, a year ago.
Not even.
Not even.
8 months ago.
And we ask him to do the Well Doggy, and here it is.
Well Doggy.
Now, we're seeing a definite dip in the health of Buddy Ebsen.
Oh, so maybe you got the last interview right there.
this was it.
Well Doggy. Here it is. Loser or loser.
And here's the older one.
Well Doggy. Well,
ouch.
One.
See?
There's a distinct difference.
And he's got a website.
but he had no clue what it even was. Like, the guy's 100 and something years old.
So he's like, www.buddycomedogie.jethro.bodine.granny.
I think when people tell you a web address and they don't realize how ridiculously long and complicated it is, yeah. You know, you don't have a pen or a piece of paper and they think you're going to remember. It's www.egghead/97starblazer@earthlink.com.webnet.
Hey.
Little squiggly thing. I'll check it out, man. That sounds pretty cool.
What was that after the www?
Yeah, you would think they would just be able to make it easier. Like a phone number, you can reach anyone in the country on the phone. It's how many goddamn numbers?
I know.
9, 10?
What is it? 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
numbers.
Right. I'm a moron.
We got 5 in mine, but everybody has a different kind of phone number.
I got to climb up the pole. Sam Drucker here. I just climb up the telephone pole.
Sarah?
Sarah.
That's all I do.
Sarah, get me
www.buddy.net/.com. Comma net. But Earth.
Jethro's looking at pornography on the www.
Let's go to Mary. Mary, what's up?
Klondike 56035.
Right. That's Klondike. Hey, Mary.
How are you doing?
We're talking with Brian Regan, having a lot of fun. He's at Caroline's all weekend. I don't even know if there are tickets available, but call Caroline's.
I love Brian Regan.
Thank you, Mary.
The last time you were on, I was at Dairy Barn.
You were where, sir?
Dairy Barn? Do you have those?
Dairy Barn?
Dairy Barn?
Yeah. Dairy Barn. Very big on Long Island.
They have Dairy Barns around New York?
Are you from Long Island, Mary?
It seems like a farm store.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. It's Dairy Barn. It's a little drive-through thing where you get milk and eggs and whatnot.
Beer.
They had
drive-through beer.
And it's got a big silo next to it. For some, like they're working grain. It's a big barn-looking thing with a silo.
They have, and I grew up in Miami, Florida. They had farm stores down there, which is the same kind of thing. You just pull up and you shout your order to the person, and they got to scurry around and get it.
Yep. And they go, $3.50 out of
You tell them
$5. And I like at the Dairy Barn, when you want to buy beer, you have to get out of your car. For some reason.
Purpose.
Yeah, what's the difference if they hand it through the window or you get out, grab it, and then get back into your car where you can do some safe drinking
for
the privacy
kind
of your front seat? Yeah, it is. It's some kind of wacky law. They can't hand the beer through the window.
All right, you're going to have to get out into the back seat and get out the window on the right side, come out, crawl over the hood, and then you got to take it one beer at a time.
And you have to drink it under the car.
You have to open each one and take a sip, and then you go back through the back rear window.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all
So
about.
What do you have for Brian today, Mary?
Oh, well, the last time I heard Brian when he was on a few months ago, I was at Dairy Barn. I couldn't make my order. I was laughing so hard. And it happened again today, and it was stupid in school last time, and I would love to hear Brian do some of that.
You were at Dairy Barn again today?
I got COVID pretty frequently.
What a coincidence. What is up with that?
There's something going on at the Dairy Barn.
It's very convenient.
It's like a magnet to you, Mary.
It is.
Well, I appreciate that you like that. And that guy called earlier about the plurals, and that was another part
of... He tried.
All right.
But I would much rather you do it.
Well, what it is just, I didn't know how to make plurals in school. I mean, I'm still not very good at them. I just remember sitting there and a teacher going, Brian, how do you make a word a plural? Well, you say, it's a plural now. No, Brian, how do you make a word a plural? You better be a plural. Brian, come on. How do you make a word a plural? Oh, you put a S at the end of it. When? On weekends and holidays and know, Brian. Let me show you. So she asked this kid who was in my school who knew everything. His kid's name was Irwin. Irwin, what is the plural for ox? Oxen. The farmer used his oxen. Brian, what? Brian, what's the plural for box?
Boxing. I bought 2 boxing of donuts. They had Twisty Goose. They had 1 lemon twitter, but the Honey Crunch, they forgot to put the Honey Crunch.
Brian, let's try another one. Irwin, what is the plural for goose? Geese. I saw a flock of geese. Brian, what? Brian, what's the plural for moose? Oh, no. Moosin. I saw a flock of moosin. There are many, many, much moosin. There are many, much moosin in the woods. In the wood is. The meese wanting the foods to eat in it. The meese were hungry. The meese were hungry to eat in the foods. And the wooding is in. The one that eating the food is in. The wooding is in. And the wooding. And the wooding is in. Brian. Brian, you're an imbecile.
Imbecilin.
I hope everything's good in the dairy barn.
There you have it, Mary.
Oh. God, she's laughing too hard. She dropped her phone.
Yeah.
She has to get out of the car to get her beer.
Hey, Ty, what's going on today?
Yeah, hey, Brian, I'm a big fan.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was just wondering, one of my favorite bits you do is... the phone, when people call you up with the wrong phone numbers.
Right.
I wonder if you can do that.
Well, what's weird is people call you up and, you know, you they ask for a name, you tell them it's the wrong number, and they don't believe that. That's what just kills me. How can they not? Why would you make that up, you know? And then, so then they have to tell you the telephone number that they're trying to dial, like yeah, they're like, this isn't 213-3125. So they don't believe me anyway. So I go like a million miles an hour. No, this is 998-7999. What the hell's wrong with you? What are you drunk? You're drunk, aren't you? The guy won't try again for like an hour. Oh man, I wasn't even close. Honey, you dial. I think I had the phone upside down.
Oh, man. God damn. There you have it, Ty.
All right, thanks, Skippy McGee.
Skippy.
Oh, okay. Now I'm having trouble breathing.
Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, man. Appreciate it.
Brian Reagan.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Well, for once, I didn't say the sickest thing on our show.
No?
Yes, you did. Oh, what? The sickest thing on the show wasn't that Sydney Simpson looked better? She looked hotter 4 years ago?
That's pretty sick.
OJ's daughter?
You know, on
who
my sicko meter, that one rang the bell.
Ugh. We can't find her these days. She got eaten by that big fat guy that follows OJ around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's gained a little weight.
Oh, poor.
But she used to be hot. I don't know what happened to her.
No, you could say cute and, you know, pretty. Precious.
You don't have to express all the thoughts in your head. You can let a few of them hit the speed bump and get derailed. They don't have to come out.
I just thought we were having fun here. I thought I'd just like...
What's
know,
the matter?
I thought I'd share with you guys. Come back.
Where are you going? I'm going to make s'mores.
But come on, Anthony. You had the sickest thing today.
What was I doing?
The whole Brady Bunch bit.
What? It's true.
Mike Brady... designed the Brady House.
Right.
And he didn't design any backs on the stairs leading up to the kids' room. And there was a place where there was bushes under the stairs for someone to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So you thought Mr. Brady was under the stairs checking out his,
well, they know he was.
His daughters and his sons.
I knew he was. He designed the house.
Yeah, there was no cable back then.
Marcia! Marcia, Davy Jones is here for you! Marcia!
Oh, yeah, come on down those stairs. You hot bitch. Look at you. Yeah.
Mike!
What?
Mike!
What do you want?
Can you call Cindy down?
Cindy?
I need Cindy. Tiger ate the mail again.
Oh, Cindy. Cindy, come down, but could you wear that little Shirley Temple outfit you wore with the dress? Don't be scared. I'll be right under the stairs. I'm just under the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, lisp for me. You're the dirtiest Brady of them all.
Thief fell by the thief.
You're a dirty girl, aren't you?
Thief.
Mike!
What?
Mike!
You faghead! What?
Why are my panties stretched out, Mike?
Why are you asking me? Alice's fat ass is probably in them.
That's probably it, Mike.
Oh, well, I need Jan. Jan has to come down. My God, I have to reprimand her for not wearing her glasses. She could have killed herself.
Oh, yeah, strut down those stairs. You little Brady. Yeah, you're a filthy Brady girl.
Oh, stop on the stairs. Stop right there.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Dad, can I turn your office into a room for me?
Greg?
Yeah, Dad.
Now, Greg, we're going to have to talk about this because an office is a lot of responsibility. I want you to come down here and I'll meet you in the office.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, look at that Johnny Bravo ass in those pants.
Dad, can I call you Mike?
Yeah, call me whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm going to take you to the Grand Canyon.
Really, Dad?
Yeah.
But I want to sing.
Wow. Sing into the microphone, son. All right.
That's not a microphone.
Oh.
It's winking at me. Dad, you're Jewish.
Bobby! Bobby!
Yeah, Dad!
Come on down here. We're going to play on the trampoline.
I wish I was taller.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang on the monkey bars to get taller.
You jump up and down on that trampoline. I'm looking right up your shorts leg. Yeah. Boy, that looks like a plucked chicken, doesn't it? Yeah, not a hair on there. Wow.
You forgot Peter.
No. Peter!
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 We're all out of pork chops and applesauce.
Oh. That's okay, Peter. Come on down.
All right.
Come on down and I'll feed you sausage. That's what you want, sausage.
Oh, walk down those stairs. Look at you. You get an afro just like Dad's. I bet you have one of those Brady afros in your pants, too, don't you? Yeah. Time to change, isn't it?
Dad, Jan's yelling at me because he's using my hairbrush.
Shut up and get on the bunk bed. Yeah. Oh, here comes Greg again. Those are groovy glasses, Greg. You know, you were caught smoking, but no one has to know. I won't tell Mom if you just help out old Dad.
It wasn't my jacket, Dad. It wasn't my jacket.
I don't care.
Why are you putting the jacket over my head?
Now we're going to smoke a cigar. Come here, Greg. This is a fine cigar. I call this the Pink Tip White Owl. You're going to like the draw on this one. Hi, Mr. Brady. Is Alice home? Hey, Sam. To come over here and show me some meat. All right, as long as Alice isn't home.
Are we done?
Yeah,
I don't know. My God.
I was thinking of something for Cousin Oliver, but yeah. I got thrown because Opie's got the same haircut.
Oliver! Oh. Oliver! Come on down. I have to initiate you into the Brady house.
Right. I'm going to grow up to look like John Denver.
Oh, there's Greg's mouse that he's using for that little experiment. Let's make your butt into a habit trap. Yeah. Bend over, Oliver. That's all right. That's a paper towel tube. It's okay. All the Brady kids have done this.
Okay, very good. That was...
Can we leave on an up note?
Yeah.
Oh, too late.
I doubt it.